This guy comes out of nowhere and just starts naming them. I mean, he's naming them hard as fuck. Wow, I can't hardly fucking believe it. Mr. Merlin ain't fucking around. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Before I bust you in the mouth, I bust you in the mouth. Rapper's fucking radio is in the house. Get the fuck out of his way because he names the guy Cloud. Mr. Merman doesn't have time to fuck around. He will steal your bitch, dog around, and come in her mouth. Mr. Merman naming the guy Cloud. Get the fuck back, bitch, before I bust you in the mouth. Fuck yeah, Mr. Merman, name the fucking kikes. Fuck yeah, Mr. Merman. Are you listening to me, world? You better bitch. Because I ain't fucking around.
Fuck yeah, Mr. Merman. Fuck yeah, Mr. Merman. Fuck yeah, Mr. Merman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
So in America, we have this thing called freedom of speech.
Nigger.
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 Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Don't say nigger. Say nigger.
Hey, that's racist.
We're supposed to be living in a democracy.
We're used to hearing that the USA is a cradle of democracy. And in case you might forget, they remind you at every opportunity.
This is not a banana republic. It's the Democratic Republic of the United States of America.
Embattled democracy.
A moment when our democracy was gravely threatened.
What does democracy actually mean? In theory, it's supposed to be the rule of the people. But it seems like around the world, in many different countries, many feel like the people's will is not being enacted, and they are not happy about it.
Manipulating the Constitution. Manipulating the Constitution.
Effing Jews.
This administration has financed a genocide in Gaza for the last year, and every day you're up there denying accountability for it. So, I mean, what gives you the right to lecture other countries on their moral...
So, if you have a policy question for me, I'm happy to take it. If you want to give a speech...
No, but I mean, people are sick of the bullshit in here. I mean, like, it is a genocide. You are abetting it, and you are risking nuclear war in Ukraine for this proxy war.
Plenty of other places to give a speech.
Go ahead.
Gentlemen, this is democracy manifest. What is the charge? Taking a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis!
Suck it!
Get rid of the propaganda.
I don't want thoughts.
Try that freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Daddy.
How many effing Jews do these people think there are in the United States? Jews are the source of all the problems in the world.
I've had it with kikes.
Jews, J-E-W-S. J-E-W-S.
The root cause.
J-E-W-S.
The root problems.
J-E-W-S.
Can you see Jews?
For centuries, they've been stuffing their stomachs with human flesh and they've been stuffing their pockets with money, but they must realize that this ball of vampires is about to end in international affairs.
We see you, we're on to you, and we're going to call this out.
Daddy.
Freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Try that freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Davis Lerman.
What the fuck?
I could crush a walnut with my vagina.
Ooh, that's so vulgar.
Davis Lerman.
Daddy.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
I am not getting excited. I am getting mad.
The right perspective.
Daddy, yeah.
I like when my butthole itches just a tiny bit.
Mr. Lerman.
Daddy.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
But as I was bending down,
Davis Lerman,
like, grabs me by my hips, and he had an erection.
Oh, God.
And just starts, like, humping me. And I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, bam, right in there.
Wow and wow wow.
It's really annoying.
Is it really just the new normal?
Davis Lerman.
He's a sleazebag. I have zero respect for the guy.
Davis Lerman.
I absolutely hate seeing our people.
That's exactly right.
Infatuated by him and thinking he's somehow some kind of, you know, impressive individual. It hurts my soul to watch our people vie for this fucking scumbag.
Davis Lerman and the right perspective. The right perspective.
All right, so far we got Mike Sledge waiting in the studio. And it appears Scorpio's mic is out.
He doesn't care what you feel. He just wants to know what you think. Davis Lerman.
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 Biggest threat to America is this Lerman guy.
Just like that. And of course, we'll always give it to him.
It's enough to make you think. It's enough to make you
think. It's enough to make you.
Listen closely to the words of this song. I'm betting a lot of people never had the place they belong. Give them a platform for doing something evil.
Better not look at me wrong, cause I'ma mess you up for right.
Somebody starts just for murdering people.
Fuck the Jews! Fuck you! Fuck your Holocaust! Fuck your banks! Fuck your fucking bullshit ethno-state shitbag magic book country!
I love to cause damage. It's what these useless idiots deserve. Soon I'll be praised for causing havoc. That's why I signed up to protect and deserve.
It's your captain speaking. I order you to give them all a nice bullet to the head.
Yes, sir. Whatever you say, I'll pay no odds.
It's abject, absolute racism. It's total racism.
Anti-Semitism is at its core.
Davis Lerman and the right perspective. The right perspective. Right perspective.
All right. And we'll be with you momentarily. Let me add Mike Sledge to the platform.
If Lucifer had a son, it would be
Davis Lerman.
This guy spews hate, racism. He's an anti-Semite.
Davis Lerman and the right perspective. The right perspective. Right perspective. He doesn't care what you feel. He just wants to know what you think. Davis Lerman.
All right. How about it, Mike Sledge? You with us, buddy? I think Mike Sledge.
I'm jealous, man. I thought I was Lucifer's son, man. How dare you take that title away from me?
See? Well, I was assigned that title by the person speaking, so. Not self-imposed. Yeah.
Lucifer, damn it. Odin, damn it, man.
I think he's got a lot of kids, don't you?
Well, not enough.
I guess, yeah. Yes. So it appears Scorpio's mic is out. It's you and me, sir.
Well, listen here, Davis. Scorpio is a targeted individual. You know, he put aluminum foil over his phone earlier today to protect himself from the RFK Jr. radio waves.
Yeah.
But anyway, and by the way, I have to say, Davis, your intro is the best fucking intro on radio today, bar none, dude, by the way. All it's missing.
Yeah.
All it's missing is Slayer Disciple at the end going, God hates us all.
I don't want to be that black-pilled.
All right. Okay. Yeah, it's too black-pilled. You're right.
We have our limits, yeah. So what do you think of this Ion Don doll? Would you invest in that?
Oh, dude, I think the Zion Don doll would sell more than The Apprentice did to TV networks on the Nelson ratings. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, instead of that Trump fish, you saw that, we could have this thing.
The Trump fish is fucking retarded, man. I mean, it's, you know,
retarded.
But the Trump, the Zion Don, like, package, like, starter kit, with the star of Rim Fam around his neck, like a gold chain, like a rapper, when Kanye sucking his Donald Trump's cock, you know, on his knees. You know what I'm talking about?
This is fucking here. Oh, yeah.
A MAGA starter kit is Kanye West blowing Nick Fuentes and fingering Donald Trump in the ass as he puts the star of Rim Fam gold chain.
Yeah, not much. But this thing would be a seller. It's too bad I don't know anyone in, like, injection molded plastics. This is a fucking winner. Look at this golden pager, golden toilet.
Oh my God.
The Jew dollar, make Israel great. It's fucking golden. This thing is a winner.
And to make sure Zion Don, you got to include this in the kit. To make sure Zion Don pleases Benjamin Netanyahu ever so much, they're going to have a golden pager bidet in the toilet. Nice. So when his McDonald's ass sits down there, it'll explode like a Palestinian depleted uranium bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the only thing actually missing is the lobster bib. See, he'd have to have a little itty bitty lobster bib so that he could go there and look the balls of all the Jews. Donald Trump loves him some Jew balls and taint. He can't get enough taint. He puts on the lobster bib and
Melania, I got the lobster bib on. Come here, Melania. Yeah. I know you were part of the Communist Party in Czechoslovakia, wherever you came from. I got the lobster bib on, Melania.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yes. Well, it's a tradition around here. We like to go to our chat at the very beginning, and then we check in again along the way. So let's go ahead and do that.
All right. Yeah. Well, hey, hello. Welcome to the stream, everybody.
Oh, it just never, it never ends. It never ends. It's always something. So, how are you guys? Welcome. Who do we have here? We got
MFC NorCal, Kato Kashiro, Serbian Bull, and Strong by 55. Nice to see you guys. All right.
Guys?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
We got Alex Wazlak over at FTJ. Take the link and spread it around to increase the number of live listeners. Certainly, everyone listening has got people in their social media circles that I don't. So, you spread the link and then we'll have more people enjoying the show. There's a couple thousand downloads per week, but I don't know if they download it and never listen. I don't know if they download it and listen to 2 seconds, or maybe they listen to the whole thing. You can't tell. That's why live listeners is a good indication. Also, Panzer9 joined FTJ. By the way, Alex Wazlak says, maybe Scorpio can borrow Paul's McRib phone. Do you know what that refers to, the McRib phone? It's all right. I'll let you in on the secret. Here it is. Paul is really munching away on that McRib. He's doing anal lingus on the McRib.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Talk about a mental image. That was really good, man. That's the sorry, first.
That was a bit much, yeah.
That's a way to go, James.
There you go.
Right. So there we have it. All right. Mike Sledge is certainly going to have something to say about Yee. Sure, this is some pedestrian content, but let's face it, it writes itself, does it not? You've got this gay Negro who's off his meds, talks about his cousin and him having incestuous gay sex because they found dirty magazines. Oh, and he killed some pregnant lady, and he's in jail now. He says his name is Yee, and that he sucked his cousin's dick till he was 14. Whew. Mike Sledge, what do you make of this? What the
heck? I've uncovered the story, Davis. I've figured out my sources deep within the NSA have confirmed to me that it was not his cousin. The cousin is a euphemism for sucking Nick Fuentes's dick.
That's the solution. See, we knew there was something.
Yes, and the sperm from.
What's up, cuz?
What's up, cuz? Sub, cuz?
He calls him cuz.
Sub, cuz.
The cuz.
No, it's more like cuz. What's up, cuz?
Suck the dick, cuz.
Yo, cuz. Yo, cuz. The Hornet magazine getting on my nerve, man. Yo, cuz. Yo, cuz. Yo. I'm going to be a platinum star one day. Yo, cuz. Suck my cock.
Well, yeah, I think we can agree this is very, very strange, right? I mean, what kid hasn't like had the experience of finding over his friend's house or wherever he finds either a magazine, well, rarely a magazine, more like a VHS tape or something. And then you go through that, whoa, look at this weird stuff. But it never led to gay sex that I know of. This is awfully strange, is it not?
Oh, yeah. It means that Kanye is actually a nigger pedophile.
Well, how old was he with his cousin?
Well, you know, I would say that Kanye is not the victim in this crime, you know?
Oh, definitely not. Yeah, he shows up in the magazine. The next thing you know, he's, yeah.
But here's the interesting take on this, Davis. If we're going to do a TMZ of alternative media, all right?
Yeah.
Let's do the TMZ of alternative media. I'm some Jew announcer, and let me tell you. Well, the reason Kanye is coming out with his gay relationship with his cousin is because the Diddy trial is fixing to start. And he's implicated in the Diddy trial. So the white nationalist alternative media TMZ, and by the way, that would be a great show that we could do, man. If we did the white nationalist TMZ, come on, think about that. You know?
You could do that. I don't keep up with all the personalities and stuff. But
all right, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do the white nationalist TMZ. You know what I mean?
Talk about
today in the news.
Go ahead.
Yay, peg Nick Fuentes in the ass for America Fist. And then he admitted that he blew his cousin, you know. And so this is quite interesting because I said 3 years ago when – was it two, 3 years ago when this nigger came out on fucking Alex Jones. We got Kanye here. We got Nick Fuentes here. This show is lit, folks. This show is absolutely fucking lit. Yeah. I told people back then, the nigger showed up in a gimp suit from Pulp Fiction with the fucking gay Nick Fuentes, the Mexican. And by the way, I've sent this to Tom Homan over and over again. Please deport Nick Fuentes. Please already, you know. Get rid of this Mexican. I'm tired of listening to him. But anyway,
I could do without Fuentes as well, yeah. So we got Mexican, mesquizo, white nationalist podcaster Nick Fuentes kicked out of the country by Donald Trump and Laura Loomer.
By Tom Homan.
Yeah, with Laura
Loomer. That would be funny.
Yeah, holding the extradition order. She's sending him off to, you know, somewhere, Belize or something.
Well, that would be the one anti-Semitic send-off to El Salvador I would support. Fucking Nick Fuentes. Yeah.
Send him.
There. And that nigger Kanye West. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Tom Homan, if you're listening, we're the real deal. We're fucking real white nationalists, all right? Nick Fuentes is a spick nationalist faggot, and Kanye's a nigger. Please deport him. Send him to Bukele in El Salvador. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, it is, you know, in all seriousness, it is a bit strange that someone makes their, builds their credibility upon this, you know, advancing white interest narrative, which is no one can deny that's what he's done. And then the second the tough gets going, he says, I'm Mexican when answering what is racist. It's like, dude, come on. You really think, was that worth it? I mean, what sort of ginger kid glove handling you think you're going to get from police just by saying you're Mexican? You should have just lied and said you were white. But no.
You're right.
It's kind of nuts. I think that's maybe how he identifies, which is a whole other scandal.
Oh, what? Dude, all those guys at America Fist, I mean America First. All those guys are just guys sucking each other off, man. They're all a bunch of finucks. They're all a bunch of gay faggots. Who the hell cares? You know, I've been saying this for years. You know, if you are on the Alex Jones show, a.k.a. Bill Hicks, all right.
Yeah.
I'm down with the conspiratorness, all right, Davis? I'm down with it. You know what I mean? If you're on Bill Hicks' show, let me tell you something. You're going to get caught in a bullion base of anything but the Jews. You know what I mean? Anything but the Jews. Oh, it's not the Jews. It's the Germanic Dev cults along with the monarchy of England. Prince Charles might be the Antichrist, folks. And, you know, God damn it, you know, the mullahs and Iran, you know. So
the Chinese also controlling Hollywood, yeah.
Oh. The Chi-Coms and the Saudis control. Well, he's actually right. In a more nuanced approach.
they control a lot of distribution, but that's very different from controlling Hollywood.
Yeah. They're like, no, we only handle the underage white girls after they've been transferred from the Jew.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
We get it.
What? It's Saudi sloppy seconds, yeah.
Yeah, dude. The Saudis are sloppy seconds. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, man.
The dirty whores of the Arab people. And now, isn't the House of Saud somehow Jewish?
Oh, absolutely. I did a whole show on this back on Renegade back in the day, and it was called Religious Trilateralism. And it was about how, if you read the House of Saud, their autobiography, they admit that they're Jewish, and they go back to the lineage of Mordecai Moshe, the grange dealer, who was a Jew who inbred with Muslim women and created the Wahhabi sect of Islam.
No,
yeah, this is an interesting topic because nobody talks about it. So, now, you know, what's really interesting.
But Wahhabism, just to help everyone understand it, That is Islam, but it's like a Talmudic Islam.
It is literally Talmudic Islam. That's what it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And so think about this. So we had the Balfour Declaration, and then in 1932 or 33, I'm not sure, you had the creation of Saudi Arabia by the British Empire, by the way. The same people controlled by the Rothschilds. Who created the Balfour Declaration, who created eventually the State of Israel in 48. So my whole theory is that you have not one Israel, you have two Israels in the Middle East. You have the Saudis, who, in my opinion, are cryptos doing the bidding of Israel. And then you have Israel. And by the way, the reason they chose Israel was because or Palestine, whatever you want to say, that region in the Middle East is because the Silk Road back in the day, that is the center of commerce for the whole world, from the east to the west. It's a very important strategic location. And I mean, you really look at it, you got two Israels, and they're trying to create a third Israel, which is Ukraine, which is a if you understand the history of the Khazars and the Ashkenazis and all this kind of thing, that was their, you know, their whole deal right there. Yeah.
Help make the case for that. Of course, saying that Ukraine is Israel 3.0, it makes a lot of sense intuitively. It's something mm-hmm. you're like, oh, yeah, it seems that's what the Jews would do. It makes sense. But has anyone actually done the underpinnings on that, given why it not just makes sense, but also is planned? Do we have any, you know, references, citations, or whatever, connective tissue, for lack of a better word?
Well, Davis, I mean, I can't give you actual documentation. I can only give you what I think is happening based upon what I've researched and from the fact that I did have family in Ukraine and in Russia. I still have family in Russia, by the way. But I think, you know, Ukraine is the breadbasket of all of Europe. You know, it's the largest agricultural zone in that area. And so if you're wanting to completely control the European market with food prices, you could do it through the Ukraine, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's the breadbasket of Europe. And this is why Stalin starved him out and took the land and this kind of thing. I mean, so they do have an interesting history, but I do think that that is such an important area because it's so flourishing in agriculture. I mean, it is a great place to grow almost anything, you know. And like I said, it's the breadbasket of Europe. This is why Stalin, you know, go back to a great documentary, Harvest of Despair, which talks about the Ukrainian genocide. And I would argue there's another one taking place today, and a Russian genocide as well. I would argue that this war is being controlled on both sides, but, you know, call me crazy, but, you know, but yeah, Ukraine is very important, not only for the Atlanticist of NATO to completely invade Russian territory by using Ukraine, but also by controlling food prices within Europe. So there you go.
Yeah, it seems strategically it would be an incredible, yep. That'd be an incredible move. I mean, what a get that would be. Yeah. Yeah. I got to agree. It looks like that's what it's sizing up to. We've even heard intimations, PS, of, and this is not just a conspiracy theory, that this is headline shit. BlackRock will take a major part in the rebuilding of Ukraine. So there you go. That's just another way to say Jews will be rebuilding Ukraine with your money. Mm-hmm. Well, you can see what I have on the screen here. I thought I would tempt you with, wow, this is a juicy bit.
Oh, my God.
On this restart.
Go ahead.
George Peterson. So he talks about how anti-Semitism is rising in America because people are just jealous of Jews. There's nothing more annoying than a successful minority, he says. Okay, well, we'll play along. Let's play along.
And so this is like, I can really see this starting to happen on the right. Like, I've been tracking psychopathic behavior on the right for probably 4 years, something like that.
Oh, dear.
Especially on the anti-Semitic side. Because
just so you know, so you're psychopathic if you don't like Jews.
That's really where it reared its head first. And
why is that?
There's nothing more annoying than a successful minority. Right. Now, that's part of it. And I'm going to get myself in trouble right away, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
this is a real subject.
Well, so yeah, it's a real terrible subject.
You know, human nature, we're not actually wired like that. This bullshit of a successful minority. That is not psychobiologically true. In fact, people have psychobiologically evolved to recognize a standout, meritorious accomplisher, someone who's advanced compared to the rest of the group. There's very little of this jealousy thing. That's not really true. So this is another Jew lie. Here, I'll give you an example. There's no more smaller minority than the group of one, right? And when someone finds a talented quarterback, everyone just worships this guy. So there's an example. We do the same thing with someone in music is great. There's this handful of drummers who are the best drummers in the world. No one resents the drummers for being the best drummers in the world. you recognize their accomplishments. This is not at all true about a successful minority. It's not the way people are wired. It's the way Jews are wired.
It's interesting because if you don't criticize it enough, you're compromised. If you criticize, you know, it's like when it comes to anti-Semitism, like it's one of those things where you can't separate.
Okay, Joe Rogan is really, he's straining. He's trying to put a couple of words together.
It's a religion, and it's also a race.
Oh.
And it's also a government.
Right.
That's where things get weird.
Right.
It's also everyone else's government. That's where it gets really weird.
Right. And then there's also the concept of intelligence agencies and compromise that also gets attached to it, the manipulation of world markets and money.
Oh, so that does happen. Or it doesn't. Wait, he's making the big eyes. So that doesn't happen, right? There's no Jewish influence on intelligence agencies. No. Just ignore Jeffrey Epstein. Look at the big eyes.
Ian, there's a lot to unpack. Mm-hmm. And then there's regular Jewish people have nothing to do with that.
Well, the Jews.
Oh, he's saying there are crazy. There's like maniacal Jews up to shit. And then there's just regular. There's like the Jew antique dealer who has blackened fingers from polishing brass all day or something like this.
They're very successful.
Yeah.
And so what you would expect from a purely statistical point of view is you'd expect them to be overrepresented at the extreme.
They're also a walled garden, right?
Meaning
it's very difficult to join. They don't.
Actually, a minority wouldn't be overrepresented at the extremes. He's just assuming a lot about Jews. It's not at all the case. When you go genius for genius and retard for retard, they're overrepresented in the retard group. They're not overrepresented in the high IQ group. This is a myth. There are more white geniuses than there have ever been Jewish geniuses.
Proselytize. They don't try to get you to join. Right. And they're all very tightly knit. They call themselves the Klan. They're all like locked in, the Jewish Klan, not KKK. The problem with that term has been compromised by the Ku Klux Klan.
Exactly. You know,
but I mean it as terms of tribe.
Well, community.
Know? Yeah, community.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, right. Tribe, community. Okay. Any comments thus far, Mike Sledge? Shit, this guy, he's having trouble forming a sentence because every time he says a word, he's like,
well, I first met Joe Rogan 1998 at a sushi place on the Sunset Strip.
Well, this is Ozempic Jones on the phone, everybody.
Oh, I've lost a lot of weight due to the Irish sea moss. Let me tell you, I'm looking great. I'm ripped. I got an 8-pack, 12-pack, and a 12-pack in the fridge. Let me tell you something right now, folks. The Irish sea moss.
Yeah, he has a tighter
stomach. It's the best sea moss. Right. Anyway. Yeah, you know, fuck this guy. This is what I said earlier today on this network when I talked to Giuseppe and Dave Gaharry and James Mason. I said, this is the new Jewish trickery. They're using these podcasts as a limited hangout, you know, to talk about, Gaza and this kind of thing and you know, how Israel is out of control, but there are still a lot of good Jews out there, you know? Still.
Yeah, there, sure.
You know, look, I know some, dude, Ian Carroll and Dave Smith are, you know, the fact that Douglas McGregor is doing debates with fucking Jew comics shows you the level of retardation by the fucking MAGA movement at this point, all right? I mean, you know, are they calling you Davis? Are they calling me? You want a real debate about Jew power? You know? No, they're calling comics. They're calling Jew comics.
Davis,
they're calling Jewish comics to debate fucking Rhodes Scholars on the Jew Rogaine podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a joke. This is the very definition of controlled opposition. Oh, I hear all these white people. Candace Owens is ripping it up, talking about the Jews. Let me tell you something. Candace Owens is the nigger, all right? And you need to get a grip and take charge of your own life. If you're waiting for a nigger to save you, I feel sorry for you, man. You know? It's never going to happen. Oh, I'm waiting for, you know what? I disagree. I hate Jews. I hate Jews, but Donald Trump, you know, goddamn, he just deported some MS-13 to El Salvador. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guess what? He's going to deport you next.
Yeah.
He's going to deport you to El Salvador, anti-Semite. You think I'm crazy? I don't think so. No. This is the craziest shit I've ever seen. Go ahead, Davis. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. And this is why they're choosing not just the fringe cases, but what I call bridging cases, cases where someone has a green card and is married, and they go after that person. People say, why would they be going after these difficult cases? Like, this is the point. You make the precedent up front, and then you can go after anyone you want, including American citizens who have been engaged in anti-Semitism. And yeah, this is just a fact how it's being done. By the way, over at FTJ, we have more people joining us besides Alex Wazlak and Panzer. We've got Clasha. Nice to see you. Rights for Whites, Lori. And there you go. And I'm chiming in there as well. Looks like a few folks joined us over at Odyssey. Good to see Clax and SS, Kick Chef. Oh, not right. Not Ozempic Jones. It's Bird Bones Jones. Right. Alex Jones is going to have those graham cracker hips if he keeps up the Ozempic. Wild. Yeah, Lori says, fuck Candace Owens. Yeah, Candace Owens has always bothered me because, not because what she's saying is necessarily untrue or anything. She does engage in a lot of nonsense, but that could be a life insurance policy. Who the hell knows what she's up to? The point is, I resent her because there are white people who wait for Candace Owens to say something and then like, oh, well, now I can say it because base Candace said it. Some black girl said it, so now I can say it. I resent that.
No. Well, it's even worse than that, Davis. It's even worse than that. I mean, you know, I think Jewish power is a problem, you know. But I'm not going to say nothing until a nigger says it. You know, this kind of thing. It's like, yeah. What are you talking about? Wait a minute. If I say it to you, and I've said it to tons of white people over the years, hey, we have a problem with Jewish power. Well, goddamn, you're an anti-Semite. I really don't like the Jews, but goddamn, you know, I got to, you know. But now Candace Owens and Jew Peters, right? Or look, dude, they ought to be listening. Let me tell you something. Your show right now should be the show revealing the problems, not Candace Owens or Stu Peters. But this is what they do. This is the Jewish trickery. They funnel people back into their designated racist that they have on their hate watch sites and all this kind of crap. You know, they're designated racist. So, why would they funnel white people to Candace Owens and Stu Peters? You know why? What did they push? They opposed the Jew, but what did they push more than anything? The church. Well,
I was about to say they did that. Yeah, that Christian nationalism absurdity, which is really nuts.
Yes. Yes. And that is the controlled op. They're funneling, you know, they're allowing them to say all these things. And by the way, Candace Owens, for instance, while she opposes Jewish power, allegedly, she's trying to defend Harvey Weinstein. Have you seen these episodes of the podcast she's doing?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I follow everything just because I might be called to do a show with you. So,
yeah.
Candace Owens has done a whole series on why Harvey Weinstein must be freed. And she's talking to Harvey Weinstein in prison and doing shows. Okay. So here's what I'm saying. Just like I told people 3 years ago, Davis, when fucking that faggot Kanye West came out, right? That nigger faggot Kanye West came out and said, I'm in a gimp suit with this faggot Nick Fuentes from America Fist on the Alex Jones show. Listen to me, you know, I'm going to be the leader of the NSDAP. I told people then, I said, you're a retard if you follow that. and you're a retard if you follow Candace Owens and Stu Peters. They will only lead you down a dead end road. That's my two cents. There you go.
Yeah, bro. I can't think of what else the Christian nationalism would be. And this is not me being anti-Christian. I don't play that that insulting kike on a stick game or whatever, because some people find peace in it. But you can't think that this losing proposition of Christianity could be taken nationwide and somehow be a winner. It makes no sense. It's literally they now have gone from turn the other cheek to spread the other butt cheek. And, listen, I'm Christian. But I'm not going to pretend that the cultural software you find in Christianity is some kind of political policy for a nation. It's not going to work. So it must be a distraction. It must be a time sink. It must be one of those tide pools and eddies to keep you swirling around so you don't ever engage in politics. And this is called placebo politics. Even what we're doing right here. Were we not cognizant of what's happening, we too could be engaged in placebo politics, because we could write a response to this Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson bit and we'd feel like we did something. But you're not really doing anything, you see, because the doing something part is the hard part. You can't just pretend that responding on X is doing something, but that's the world we're in now. Placebo politics.
Well, Davis, you haven't heard the memo? Jordan Peterson is really Ian Carroll.
Oh, really?
And Jordan Peterson. Oh, you didn't know this? You haven't measured the ears yet?
Oh, God. No, no.
You gotta measure the ears, man. Jordan Peterson is really RFK Jr.
Are you saying, wait a second. Is this some Miles Mathis stuff? Where is this being found?
This is my own theory. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were grabbing it. Seriously, would you be surprised if Mathis had a paper about that? I wouldn't be surprised. Oh,
I would not be surprised at all, Davis, if Miles Mathis, who I think is like a bullybase of different people,
oh yeah,
pretending to be one person. It's a team. It's probably run out of Israel, to be honest with you. But I got to say that Jordan Peterson is actually RFK Jr.
Oh, boy.
You didn't know this?
He's right. He's faking the voice when he's RFK then. Yeah.
Yeah, but he can't help it. That's why he breaks down crying on Piers Morgan all the time, because he breaks down crying. He goes, you know, and it covers up the stuttering of the RFK Jr.
He's living a lie. He's living two lives. That's why he breaks down.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this show right now we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, we need to give this to Carrie Cassidy of Project Camelot. Oh, no. And let her put it out.
Oh, no. If people don't know who that is.
I've talked to Juan O'Savin.
Oh, no.
I've talked to RFK myself. All right.
Yeah. Carrie Cassidy. That's a UFO lady. Yeah.
Yeah. Project Drink a Lot.
Yeah, that's right. Project Camelot. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I call it Project Drink a Lot, you know?
Well, but, you know, is, yeah.
Well, Carrie, if you're listening.
By the way, let's do a little housekeeping real quick. If you're getting, are you getting echo or like a super delay? You can go into that cog, that gear shaped icon called settings down below. And if you click that, go to audio, you can check echo cancellation. You can uncheck reduce mic background noise, and that should help. So go to the let's see, he'll let us know if he's gone and done that. There you go. Mike Sledge will be back momentarily to let us know if he's done that in the audio. All right, let's continue, and then we'll get his take on the remaining section. I'm not going to play this at 1.25 speed.
They're very tight-knit in that regard. You know, they stick together. Well, if you understand the history, obviously, of Nazi Germany and of persecution in Eastern Europe, like, yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Oh, he's doing the eyes again. This must be real. See, the persecution that Jews suffered was totally real.
Of course.
Yeah, well, all these complex things are multidimensional. I mean, you're
except the revisionist historians. You don't take them seriously, of course, because that would insult Jews.
I watched your whole conversation with Douglas, and I thought you guys did a very credible job, all three of you, of navigating unbelievably choppy waters. So that.
Oh, in other words, right, in case you know what they're talking about, Douglas Murray was taking the neocon line. Dave Smith was taking the libertarian line. And Joe Rogan, as usual, was bulging his eyes and trying to make a sentence through a weed haze. But it was not impressive. I don't know what he's talking about. Douglas Murray is a fucking bore. Douglas Murray is stupefying everyone with that soft English accent, but he's not an impressive figure. There's no reason Douglas Murray should be an intellectual arguing anything. In fact, there's a good reason you shouldn't be arguing anything. He's a man who sucks penises, which I think excludes him from intellectual debate for any subject that affects white people.
That's the first thing I'd like to say, because one of the things I was trying to figure out when I was watching that is, do I think I could have done a better job of any of you? And I certainly didn't walk away from it with that.
Oh, gee, that's not too self-centered. So every time Jordan Peterson watches something, when I watch something, I'm watching it to critique it. I'm not automatically watching it and saying, could I have done, let's get back to me. I wonder if I could have done, well, I could have done a better job, but let's stop talking about that and let's talk about me. That tells you a lot, by the way. That tells you a lot.
Idea in mind. But then underneath all that, I thought there's a really unbelievably tricky problem here. And I think that's why it's made it poked up into, well, you also set that conversation up, but it poked up and made itself manifest in that conversation. And
they won't even say what it is. It poked up and made itself manifest. Just say Jews. Just say disproportionate and illegitimate Jewish power. Yeah, that tends to pop up.
And the issue is, how do you identify the psychopathic pretenders? And it's even worse now. And then make a barrier, right?
So I told you, you're psychopathic if you dislike Jews and what they're up to.
Now, right. The right was calling for the left to do that for decades.
Halt. Stop poisoning that well. I shall not feel ill of you about you. Wah.
Kids. Right. And they didn't, and they couldn't. And the left is not good at drawing barriers, partly temperamentally. Right is somewhat better, but there's no shortage of monstrosity there. And so then the question is, how do you draw the line? And that's kind of what I was, because I've been watching these right-wing, they're not right-wing, these psychopathic types manipulate the edge of the conservative movement for their own.
Oh, so this is their new, this is the new bit they're doing, or perhaps as Jordan Peterson would call it, this is their new shtick they're going to be doing, Mike Sledge. They're just going to disconnect conservatism from legitimate white advancement, which is fine with me. But interesting the way they do it is that, well, you can either be conservative or you could be a psychopath.
Oh, well, what I think they're doing is actually is creating the woke right. Think about that for a second.
Right. Oh, no, the woke right's already here. The woke right is pro-Zionist GOP.
Yep.
That's the woke right.
Yep, you're absolutely right. You cannot do anything with these people. So I think what Jordan Peterson is doing here, along with Tim Pool,
oh God,
and, you know, and all these other Jew ass kissers, they're solidifying the woke right. And so now you have a new wokeness, a new woke mind virus centered around Zion Don, which is any criticism of Israel, you get triggered. Any criticism of, anything that NATO does, you get triggered. Any criticism of, this is the new woke right, dude. We are actually here. So we've created, going back to the Frankfurt School, which is interesting, we've created what they always – their fucking wet dream was in the Frankfurt School of Cultural Marxism was to control both the left and the right with the same kind of sexual control and also philosophical control over mundane issues of life, dude. I mean, what you're seeing take place now in this country you have the trannies and the gays on the left, and you have the weirdos on the right under MAGA, but they're both controlled by the same force. This is the Frankfurt School of total domination, and I think it's playing out before our eyes, Davis. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So tell everyone a little bit about a thumbnail sketch of the Frankfurt School and how we can tell it's still around today.
Oh, well, I mean, any teaching of sexual behavior, in my opinion, in school should not be allowed. I mean, I think that's absolutely ridiculous. You know, I mean, okay. But you know, the sexualization of children, which is done on both the left and the right now, by the way, if you look at what's going on, it's pretty sick. And also I'd say, just this idolatry of Israel, the idolatry of Judaism, of liberalism, is the ultimate message of both the left and the right. When you see AOC doing a speech, look, if I played you an AOC speech right now in a Charlie Kirk speech, would you be able to tell the difference?
No.
It's the same speech, right?
Yeah, it's the same speech. Of course it is.
It's the same speech, just replaced with different buzzwords, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It might even same be speech. It's a Steven Crowder speech also, right? Yeah.
I always thought that Steven Crowder sounded like a porno name. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Doesn't it?
You know, yeah. Steven, it really does not. He's got a horrible show, by the way. Horrible fucking radio show.
Yeah, he had a great wife. I don't know why he treated her like that. But
well, you know, he's a fucking Jew.
Right, oh, is he really Jewish? I don't know. Is that true? That's wild. Well,
I have no idea. No, I'm probably lying. But, you know, it was a great punchline for a joke, Dibs. So,
you know. Hell yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I just never know with you because you mix. This is what you do. You bend reality to your will. And sometimes... You know what I mean? Where sometimes you're joking, and then other times it turns out like, no, this dude's talking about actual history.
Well, I might do that, but you know, I need like two more beers before I do that. You know, so
okay, yeah, and right, it depends on the input of right. Sometimes alcohol. That's true.
Yes, that's yeah. I'm German and Russian. What do you want from me? You know what I mean?
Oh, so you come by it honestly then, yeah.
Oh, I'm an alcoholic. Absolutely. Yep.
No one can ever say, right, that you worked hard at that. It just came naturally, right?
It's an meritocracy. You know? I worked my way up from 6-packs to 12-packs. You know what I'm talking about? You know? To booze to, you know? I worked hard to get to this level, goddammit. You know? Even on an alcoholic level, Davis, the white man is the best.
Oh, no. Ah, I see.
All right, good.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, lucky for me, I didn't really like drinking. So, yeah, that's just luck. I'll just mention everyone that this business of the Frankfurt School, in case you didn't know, because this comes up a lot, particularly now, there's a resurgence of people wanting to understand the Frankfurt School. And that's connected to that authoritarian personality stuff from Theodore Adorno, which might have sounded, it sounds like an Italian name, but it's not. It's a Jewish name. Yeah, Adorno renamed himself something at some point, which is why he has this sort of bland or Italian sounding name. So, but it's one of the most cited works in social science, this business, the authoritarian personality. It's written by a gaggle of kikes. I forget all the names, but one of them is Levinson. There's another one like Frankel something. There's another one like Nevitt something. So these are just all Jews. And this social science group of Jewish researchers, they were working at the University of California. Berkeley at the end of World War II. And they were supplied financing by the American Jewish Committee for Studies in Prejudice. They wanted to do a series. So if this comes up, you're now armed with the truth that this is thoroughly Jewish. It's written by Jews for Jewish purposes and funded. They were supplied financing by the American Jewish Committee. It's Jewish through and through. And consider how early they were doing the social justice project on the mushy minds of Americans, calling it the Studies in Prejudice series. This is the end of World War II. They're talking Studies in Prejudice. So these people were 20 years ahead, or, oh no, they're actually in the planning session for the next 20 years. This is why it works that way. And what's with the authoritarian personality? Maybe people need a quick review. So there were journal articles written by all these Jews, as I told you, and they were really just looking to explain why people hated Jews. Sometimes they would dress it up as the other or whatever, but it was really just they were seeking to explain, well, explore and ultimately hypothesize about why people hated Jews. And they sought to offer remedies, right? Because this wasn't just academic. This was also agenda-oriented. So they had a plan, and they theorized that everything from latent homosexuality being at the root of anti-Semitism. And by the way, and so the answer to anti-Semitism was to promote aggressive, brazen, open homosexuality. That's very Jewish. And ultimately arrived at a macro explanation for all anti-Jewish, non-democratic impulses, the authoritarian personality. That's where it comes from. And so this Adorno gaggle of kikes, they argued that any person raised in a traditional family configuration, like, you know, the mom, the dad, and the children, that kind of thing, that they developed an unconscious hostility that was directed not at the parents or other authority figures, but at those perceived to be weak or unconventional. By the way, none of this was backed up by any science. They just hypothesized this. They found cherry-picked reasons why it was true, and they proceeded with their Studies in Prejudice. Their hypothesis is fucking absurd. It only fits the requirements of Jews, right? You've never seen this in your whole life, that someone raised in a traditional family, instead of having a problem with their own dad, no, they love their dad, they love their mom, they don't even ever talk back, in fact. Everything's great in that way. But instead, they direct their hate at those perceived to be weak or unconventional. What? Like, okay, maybe in high school hallways, some weird kid who picks his nose gets picked on or shoved in his locker or whatever. I'm sure that goes on. I'm sure that goes on. But this is hardly a theory for Studies in Prejudice. Like, literally, there are hundreds. There's really thousands of pages written by these gaggle of Jews about this. So this is clearly meant to be for Jewish purposes. And this is, by the way, an obvious repurposing of the Freudian psychological dynamic applied to society as a whole, which meant that the Jewish solution to this anti-Jewish problem was to restructure the family unit. And that's what they did, in case you haven't noticed. Take a look around. After all, if the problem of anti-Semitism is rooted in personality traits that arose from veiled resentments toward the patriarch of the family, then the solution was to rid the family of the patriarch. And they argued their solution would be lasting and permanent, because even if the preference for strong authority figures persisted in non-Jews, the lack of strong authority figures in the family, and therefore society, meant reduced hostility toward minorities or non-normative outgroups, as they sometimes called it. So it led to less hatred of Jews. So that's the long and short of it. That's your understanding of Studies in Prejudice this week on Right Perspective Radio. There you go. All right. And still around today, by the way, because Jews did this to great effect throughout the world, this Studies in Prejudice. They altered the school curriculum that you suffered through, or that your children currently suffer through, all while advancing this this far-left Marxist agenda in the name of democracy ever since. It's just who they are. We can't live together. We're culturally, ethnically, racially, and economically incompatible. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm looking at Jordan Peterson right now on the screen you have posted there. And I got to say, he looks like RFK Jr., dude. I'm telling you, man. I measured the ears. I'm telling you, this guy.
This motherfucker.
RFK Jr. And Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
Are the same guy. I'm telling you right now. And by the way, you know, I had photographers on the flat earth that filmed this. But, you know, Jordan Peterson is RFK Jr. I mean, the reason he cries is to cover up the stuttering from his problem he got from the vaccine, right? He's like, he's like, I can't talk right because the Jews vaccinated me when I was a heretic. Can't talk straight.
He's the worst.
But
got rid of the food dye out of the Fruit Loops, so we're all safe now.
Oh, dude, he's got rid of the red dye, but the only problem is he hasn't gotten rid of the Jews.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not happening anytime soon.
No, it's not. Not anytime soon.
No.
Him and Rabbi Shmuley are hanging out, by the way.
I saw that, which tells me, right, this blackmail story that came and went, never resolved itself. That tells me that there's something there, but I wish I knew what it was instead of Candace Owens yet again. There she is again, Candace Owens. And
well, I have the scoop, by the way.
You know the blackmail.
Yes, I know the blackmail. I have high sources deep within the NSA.
He's gay Jordan right. Peterson.
Well, yeah, I can tell you right now. Candace Owens has sex with RFK Jr. Right?
See? Which he deserves that, really, if you ask me.
Yeah. I mean, I got no problem with it. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. As long as there's some collard greens, some ham hocks, and that fucking porridge, you know what I'm talking about? You know?
You have to chew pig's feet while doing
but,
it.
Dude, I'm going to do pig's feet and tomato gravy, you know what I'm talking about, over some white rice, nigga, what? But I got to say.
Yeah.
Dude, I got to tell you right now, Candace Owens, here is the deep story going on right now. Candace Owens had sex with Stu Peters.
Ah, that explains it.
And Stu now, Peters' he, race mix.
Is it true she also had sex with Alex Jones, and that's why he lost a lot of weight, because Candace has the HIV.
Not only did I fuck Candace Owens, you know, I also did Blair White. So
that could explain the HIV, yeah, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And the third Jewish wife? I mean, you know what I mean?
Oh, is he on a third Jewish wife? I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, I give him credit for that, but that's pretty good. At least he fucked the Jews, you know what I'm saying?
He did fuck the Jews, that's true. For what?
Yeah, he fucked the Jews. Well, that counts somewhat, you know what I mean?
I guess.
He looks like a bald-headed fucking Texan weirdo. Yeah. At least he fucked the Jews. Good for that goy, you know?
Yeah, Alex Jones is FTJ.
Oh, t-shirt. Listen, if you're not listening to FTJ, folks, look, let me tell you right now. I have secretly destroyed my original site of Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, to build up FTJ. Only you listening will hear this message right now. This is an emergency broadcast, folks. FTJ is the continuation of InfoWars. Alex Jones was murdered by the Jews and cloned into a new fake Donald Trump InfoWars site. Listen, if you want to know the truth, go to FTJ Media. Davis Lerman is the guy that knows the truth. Mm-hmm. You can quote me on this. I am a clone. I'm not the real. I'm actually Bill Hicks's clone. I'm the clone of Bill Hicks. I'm not even Alex Jones. I'm the clone of Bill Hicks. Davis, I'm the clone of Bill Hicks.
So in a way, the conspiracy theorists are incorrect. He isn't Bill Hicks. He's a clone of Bill Hicks.
No, He's the clone of Bill Hicks. See, they murdered Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks, Alex Jones, was on board with the Illuminati, right? With the Illuminati. And then they murdered fucking Bill Hicks, Alex Jones, and then they created a clone in a deep underground military base, right?
Well, it's clearly
Benjamin Netanyahu.
They say the person who cloned Alex Jones, or should I say the person who, wait, who is he again? Who is he a clone of?
Bill Hicks, folks.
Oh, right. So the person that cloned Bill Hicks was wearing a monocle, and this informs everybody that this was, in fact, Mengele.
Yeah, this was the Mengele effect. You've heard of the Mandela effect, right?
Yeah.
But guess what? We're becoming so powerful on Grok and on the AI, on the internet, as white nationalists, that we're going to create our own effect. It's going to be called the Mengele effect, right? The Joseph Mengele effect, right? Mm-hmm. So every Jew you see on every TV show will automatically disappear and be replaced with a German name.
Wow, now you're talking.
Tell
you. If there was a button for that.
I've already talked to Elon Musk, dude.
Oh,
dude,
that's what
Elon Musk already has the AI. That's Davis, we already got the technology, dude.
Brilliant. All right, see, now I can rest better knowing that Elon's on the case. Even if he leaves Doge, Elon's on the case. So we're all going to sleep better now.
Exactly.
All right.
Praise Hitler.
Heil Hitler. We missed his birthday there. 420, everyone. 420. All right, let's do the following. I would like to go take a look at the chats real quick.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi.
Welcome. Oh, my gosh.
There you go. By the way, Kick Chef says Kanye's new album is called Cuck, with the Klansman on the cover and songs with Hitler titles. He might do it, actually. You joke, you kid. Kanye might release an album called Cuck. Bird Bones Jones from Kick Chef, as we mentioned. Serbian Bill telling you to hit the fire. A lot of senses with us. Hi. Social workers and judges use it against white parents all the time. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. The authoritarian personality. It basically demonizes healthy white people. Fuck yeah. That's the point. It's social engineering from Jews. And it's been paying the kikes dividends ever since. Destroying our country at the same time. So we have that. Of course, America's done. We have no country. There is no America. There's only JEWs. That thing people call America in their heart or whatever, it's probably Hollywood programming. Or it's a memory of something that never happened. Or it's the stories from your grandfather about how fucking great America was once. But it always had its seeds of destruction planted deep in this American soil. So I'm afraid it's time for something new. White nationalist Balk Wright, what's up, buddy? Talking about the gatekeepers, he's with us. Jordan done a good job gatekeeping for many years. Yes, he. I think, though, he's probably more than a gatekeeper. I just think he's fucking crazy. He's on the edge. Jupiter 5 wants us to... Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. But, right, if you want to have relations with Candace Owens, you're required to chew on chicken feet, pickled chicken feet, while doing it. So I guess that's what Alex Jones is going to be up to. Because as the expression goes, I wouldn't do that to Candace with my enemies. I'm not going to say. But you understand. That's what I mean. But I probably would do it with my enemies thing when it comes to Candace. So Alex Jones, dig in. Oh, we have some interesting screen caps. Hello. Look at that. Modern Viking joined us. We have Lori as well. Her father-in-law is a 1%. Yes, I know. Her husband has some kind of title in England, which means now Candace's son would have peerage or something, however that works. It's crazy. Toxic straight white male, a has also joined us. I have some screen caps to show, but Alex Waslak says, oh, great, a junkie throws around the term psychopath for anyone questioning the Jew. Exactly, exactly. And Mance, I don't know. I don't want to know what they got on Peterson. Dude, that's a good question right there. It's one thing to say Peterson is wrong a lot, but to be this consistently philo-Semitic, like something is up. Something's up. I wonder if we're going to get a drop, as they say, of info on Jordan Peterson one of these days. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. Ah, Clash are dropping screen caps as well. Rights for Whites is probably onto something. He says, holy fuck, this guy is wasted as fuck. Yeah, Peterson, I think still, he must be taking something. If it isn't alcohol, it's like something. And I know he got off of, what is it? I think he said it was benzodiazepines or PEMS. I don't know. But that's what he got off of, which means they probably switched him to something like an SSRI. So Peterson's on something. Yeah, there's a lot of our otherwise good women who are on the SSRI stuff. And yeah, they have that thousand-yard stare, or they squint a lot while they're trying to think. And they do a lot of vocal fry on the SSRIs. Boy, do they ever. Oh, good. Okay, we'll show some of these very, very soon. Here we go. Tyrell Schrepper, nice to see you. He says, hey, all, and great show tonight. And Lori's dropping the knowledge as well. So let's take a look at some of these now. Let's take a look at some of these, shall we? Ah. Mm-hmm. Sharks doing Yelp said the Jewish nigga tasted like shit and foreskins. I like. Speaking of Candace. Mm-hmm. Candace's husband is the one with the title over in the UK. Again, meaning their kid has some kind of peerage or something. But, yeah. This is interesting. I wonder what this being shown. Weird. What was this about? But it looks like I could get a job that pays better than this, so I'm going to keep that screen cap. Oh, look at that. Oh, boy. Look at baby Lightfoot. You thought they were kidding when they said, you're going to miss Lori Lightfoot. But it's true. It's true. As frustrating as she was, her antics were well worth it. Try and deny it. Look at this. Those guys are fags. Wait a second. No, I know he's talking about Alex Jones and Blair White. Oh, look at this. Mm-hmm. Tyrone Fish. Very vicious, by the way. All right, it's time to rattle the tin cup. As they say in Prison Planet. You know the story.
Fuck
the
you.
Kid, yeah, pay we me. Got it. The kid's going to tell you that.
Davis Lerman. Fuck you. Pay me.
Mr. Lerman.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Fucking pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Mm-hmm. By the way, NNR also joining the chat over at Odyssey. Nice to see that. Good stuff. Jupiter Defy says, Peterson was severely screwed up in the head. He may have permanently damaged his brain. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what reality there is to this notion of a chemical balance and likewise a chemical imbalance in the brain. I don't know if all that is true, but I understand that like the structures of your brain, they light up differently before and after taking things like SSRIs. So, you know, whether it messes with a chemistry or not, it's definitely changing how your brain works or doesn't work in the case of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And yeah, I'm sure if this dude was on fucking benzos and a couple other, he was on Valium, something else the kids consider like a party drug. And what else? Cymbalta, some shit like that. He was on a bunch of stuff. So, yeah, I have no doubt that this, but they had to put this dude in a coma to detox him. So think about that. Think about that next time someone tries to tell you that, oh, Peterson just dabbled in it. I mean, what? Had to put this guy in a coma to detox him. That doesn't sound like someone just you know, taking a few, snapping off chunks of bars, as it were. All right, well, there you go. Just reminding.
Fuck you,
yeah, we got it. All right. And over here, you should know, Buy Me a Coffee is another way to do it. Go to CoinTree. Links in the description. Bam. Cash App works as well. And let's not forget Banned by Amazon, code RPR. All the books are available. You could even get that Jim Fetzer book. Where's the one about Did We Really Go to the Moon or whatever? That's actually a very good one because that, yeah, and I suppose we didn't go to the moon either. This is a great book because not only does this answer the, you know, the moon, the Apollo allegations, but this also discusses the Holocaust in this book. So if you want to get Jim Fetzer's cutting take on the Holocaust. Oh, and then look at that. You got the two McCarthy's. This is kind of the fun one to read. So if I were you, I'd be grabbing this one. This is a fun one to read. And treat yourself to color. All right. I should probably leave this up a second because, you know, you can scan it. You can scan it. You can scan it. Lerman, say scan it again. Mm-hmm. All right, Mike Sledge. Benzo addiction is on par or worse than opioids. Oh, I didn't know that. Opioids addiction, it can be fatal when people kick it. Dude, that's fucking crazy. Oh, that's right. Lorazepam. That was another thing he was taking. Yep. This nigga was on everything. This Canada nigga was on everything. Well,
he was on benzos, man. You know?
Yeah, which that's just learned. Hard to kick, so they say, yeah.
Well, these niggas on benzodiazepams like to crush the pills down into a powder and then mix it with the weed and smoke it in a blunt. You didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, dude. These niggas smoke benzodiazepams, dude. Like, okay. It's crazy.
That is nuts. All right. Well, that's news to me. I didn't know that. That's pretty wild. Okay.
Just relaying the information to the white nationalist community that these niggas might be smoking benzos. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Well, if that's what they do, I have no doubt that he would. Or maybe he. Peterson seems more like a benzo suppository guy to me.
Oh,
what do you think?
Peterson looks like a the school book depository for Andrew Anglin's semen.
Oh, I see. Yes. Interesting. He's got a mail drop. A mail drop. Get it? Mail drop. Anyway, that's terrible.
Did it? That's horrible. Terrible. I'm sorry. Yeah. But, you know, it's still funny. Isn't it?
I'm disappointed in myself, really. Not actually, but. Yeah, he's got to go. It's been really disgusting for a long time, and this Ben Shapiro romance going on with him, it's just sickening. Just fucking sickening. And anyone that can't see through this, you've got to be blind. Who is this retarded to look at this supposed intellectual? Your choices are, if you're on the right, you can be conservative or psychopathic. Oh, thanks. Who's listening to this guy, and why would they? Well, that was a rhetorical question, I suppose. So fair enough. The mic's light. What are you, relighting a cigarette, I think? Are you smoking benzos? All right, I think that's going on. Let's do this instead.
Yeah. Alex.
Door is locked.
Alex. Lazwa.
Alex.
Alex. Lazwa. Lazwa.
Alex.
Alex.
Lazwa.
Alex.
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 Lazwa.
Alex.
Do we have the correct pronunciation of your name?
Alex.
Door is locked.
Lazwa.
Lazwa. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, Alex Wazlak said on FTJ, said there was a knock at my door and this little blonde kid standing there with her hand out. You wouldn't believe what she said to me. That's good. Yes, we would believe it, actually.
Fuck you, Tammy.
Yeah, she's running around everywhere saying it, but it doesn't seem to be effective. I should probably turn her into one of those black-eyed kids. If I sent her out as a black-eyed kid, even the Nogs would pay. Interesting. Interesting. All right, where were we?
But anyway,
Right. Okay, let's go over here. That's why I have to add him to stage. Mike Sledge left, and now he's back. All right, what's up, buddy?
Well, The Black Eyed Kids, man, is the best thing ever. I call it the Black Eyed Jew Kids. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know. Yeah.
They always look Jewish. Yeah. They always show up to your door. They got black eyes in their left eye, like from the Illuminati. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
And they're wearing yarmulkes. And they show up and they go, worship the Star of Rimfan.
Brick me la. Brick me la.
And that's where David Kike is lying about when he goes, the black eyed kids show up and they start reciting the Talmud.
By the way, what is your opinion of this Ike guy? He says he's not talking about Jews. Everyone figures he is, but like, what's his, I mean, it's not much of a question. It's like, what's his deal? But think about the story arc of this guy, famous soccer player, gone Wembley Arena. I mean, this dude was filling arenas to tell his message about lizard people. This is crazy.
Well, I think it is the new version of Christianity.
It's the lizard nationalism, as you're going to, you know.
Yeah, it's lizard, as you call it, lizard leaf-blowing nationalism, you know?
Yes, that's like right. Weed wagon nationalism is Fuentes' movement.
But if you look at the Mexicans, they look like reptiles, man. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like in the lowrider and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I think David Icke is right. I mean, I think we're facing like a reptilian Mexicans. You know,
these Guatemalan goblins, and they're the lizard people, really.
Yeah, the Guatemalan goblins.
Wasn't it Quetzalcoatl or some weird god they had with a weird lizard face with wings? Yeah.
Well, here's the deal: Quetzalcoatl was like the ultimate white guy. They were like, "Oh, the white man runs everything," you know.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you didn't know that, man? Quetzalcoatl was like the white god.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So
convincing them to worship us? Interesting.
Oh, yeah, they're going to worship us. That's why they're voting for Donald Trump, dude. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's true, too, yeah. But, and probably, yeah, they kind of already do because they beat feet to come here, right? So you leave where you are. They're like, the fuck, this place is full of beaners. And then they come to America to find out, well, this is full of beaners too. But they had it in their mind that it was going to be different because in their heads, they're like, oh, it's run by white people. It must be better.
Well, only in America, homie, can I have a lowrider with like big rims and shit like that, man, and make like a carne asada tacos. You know what I'm saying, homie? Like, I can have my own landscaping company, man. Only in America, Holmes. Cholo low, man.
Believe me, I
Cholo
know.
Cholo low.
Only in America can a Puerto Rican streamer call himself a white tuber. And yeah, and trick people into believing his brand of white nationalism. It's all the Gnostics. It's the Gnostic Satanists and a couple other weird. He's got a couple of weird things going on. But that's leaf blower nationalism. We don't need to get involved with that.
Well, let me tell you right now, homie, like in my lowrider, man, like you never read the Gnostic text, Holmes? Like it says that Tim Pool will like meet with the Jews, man, and drive a lowrider and wear a fucking beanie like Cheech and Chong in fucking next movie, man.
Yeah, I have no reason to believe it won't be the next movie. It'll probably be better than the last movie. That film, Chicken, I don't know what people are thinking when they think this is a funny film. Cheech and Chong is just not that funny, but I guess maybe you had
nah, to be it there.
Sucks. Yeah, it sucks.
I can give you a way better stoner movie than that, man. Two Nazis riding in a fucking Hummer with a Gatling gun in the back, right?
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, hey, man. We just eliminated like half the Jews, homie. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
All right, I'm fed pushing whatever.
Yeah, there we go. Well, here's the we got a theme song.
Hey, Puerto Rico.
Yay!
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 There we go. You ever been to Puerto Rico?
No, but I dated a Puerto Rican once. The worst date I've ever been on in my life, man.
Yeah, it only took you the one worst night. Date. To know. This is not happening. Yeah.
No, I was like, no, it is happening. But after the night, I was like, I'm done.
Does she have that weird skin? You know the putty skin they have? Puerto Rican women have a weird putty-like skin.
Let me tell you. The chick was more weird than a Jew bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah. In their youth, the Jew bitches can they can entice a young man.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, once they hit a certain point, a few years in, you're like, wow, I didn't know a woman could hit a wall this early. Yeah. The girl, who I swear to you, this Jew girl was, she was so hot in high school. And then I saw her at 23 years old, and she looked like a different person. So just something, you know, it can happen. One minute you're under the bleachers, the next minute you wouldn't want to be near this person.
Dude, Jew women hit the wall faster than Dale Earnhardt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't I know? Thank God I never made that. You know, there are guys who, if you grew up on Long Island, you, of course, knew a lot of Jewish women. Well, if you were like a, if you're a red-blooded male and then there's all these looser women, then, you know, they're going to be busy, shall they say. But I knew some friends who fell into that and stayed with a Jewish girl. And yeah, I don't envy that, man. Think about that. How horrible that must be.
Well, it's worse than doing radio shows with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. God. Yeah. Unbelievable.
David Scorpio there, man.
Well, Scorpio, I don't know what happened. His mic shatted out. But that's all right.
God damn it.
Yep.
Well,
so let's make sure his mic works. Hello, buddy. Is that you, Scorpio?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, I hear you. So it looks like whatever.
He mic sounds like a million bucks.
All right.
Pretty good.
Look, I got to tell you guys, I'm a targeted individual.
That's right.
Yeah. It wasn't a matter of my phone fucking up. Actually, I've been targeted because I'm too close to the truth. So my phone was actually destroyed by a laser beam. They call it DEW. A DEW fried my phone while I was trying to get on Giuseppe's show this morning. So
directed energy weapon. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So what I've done, actually, I put aluminum foil on the ceiling of my room. Good. So I think I'll be safe now.
Oh, yeah. That's all it ever takes. One thin layer of foil can stop the dews, the directed energy weapon. It can also get you to the moon and back, which is a lot of fun. One thin layer of foil. Oh, and it works pretty good as one of those emergency blankets if you're ever caught in the snow.
Right. It's got multi-purpose, yes.
Yeah, a little Mylar or aluminum, either or. Yeah.
But if it's aluminum, you could roll signals and phone frying signals out of my bedroom. So far I'm safe. We'll see though.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Yes. Yep. Oh, I have some videos I wanted to play you guys to get your opinion on.
Oh, but David, before you do that, I just want to, you know, remind you that, you know, do you remember my theory that the Pope had already died on the last show? And that they're using animatronic Chuck E. Cheese Pope?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out it was true.
Are you No. Is this true? Is this a theory now that there's an animatronic Pope?
Nick Fuentes moved the body. Yeah. Nick Fuentes was there first, dude.
Animatronic Chuck E. Cheese Pope.
Okay, I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I like it. Uh-huh.
Well, this is the thing that got me kicked off my phone. That's why they fried my phone. It's like truth like this, they don't want getting out.
No, they don't want that getting out. Of course not.
Yeah.
You can't take a pope seriously when he's a Chuck E. Cheese pope. Think about it. Right? It's just true. It's just true. All right, guys, I'm going to present to you. You guys have good taste in music, right? So I just want your take on this.
I had a pet lizard named George. He was cool, but he made me really bored. So I gave him to my mom, and she loves him very much because animals are better than people. They try to cancel me, bother me, stop bothering me. I don't even like my job. Parents, shut the fuck up. Vegans, shut the fuck up. Babies, shut the fuck up. Everyone needs to shut the fuck up. Putin, shut the fuck up. War, shut the fuck up. Dinosaurs, shut the fuck up. Everyone needs to shut the fuck up. Traffic, shut the fuck up. People, shut the fuck up. Groceries, shut the fuck up. Everyone needs to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I don't know about you. I'm going to buy the CD. What do you think?
Let's hear Mike's analysis first.
Okay. What do you think, Mike? And I don't want to know if you would date her or not. She looks 14. So instead, just tell me, what do you think of the music?
I think the music sucks, honestly.
Really? You don't like the pet lizard? All right. Well, I thought we were going to
finally... Well, I mean, it should be better, you know?
For lizard nationalism, I thought we'd have a theme song, but no.
Well, for that alone, I might support it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. Serbian built trogs. Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
This is actually like a whole subgenre of music that I've heard where it's just some girl kind of talking about how much she dislikes her life. I saw a different one where it was like this girl, me and my boyfriend, I thought he'd love me, but then he dumped me. I hate him. Gonna kill him, you know.
Oh, so like slam poetry, but to a techno beat.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Nice.
Just some girl complaining, basically.
All right, well, Mike Sledge, we have to get your opinion on this. I have a female warning of the alt-right pipeline for women, and I'm a little confused by it. I'm thinking, like, sometimes I'm in the middle of it, and I'm thinking this is real, and other times I'm like, no, this is fake. This is practiced. This can't be real. So I want your put your bullshit detector on and give us your opinion.
Young women to alt-right indoctrination in the same way we lost young men. We need to be very careful, cognizant, and critical of trends that can lead to the alt-right pipeline. Because while these things aren't inherently conservative, or dare I say, even fascist sometimes, they can be the starting point for a very slippery slope. So here are the top alt-right rabbit holes for women that I think we need to be cognizant of and educate around. Clean beauty and clean eating. While opting for more natural ingredients in your skincare and food seems fairly harmless, you can quickly slide down the slope to the alt-right by engaging in content around distrust in regulatory bodies, anti-vax rhetoric, conspiracies around big pharma, and next thing you know, you think you're making America healthy again. Trad wife content. While this starts off as romanticizing homemaking, this quickly can slide into a conversation about promoting very rigid gender norms, anti-feminism, and ideologies that contribute to Christian nationalism and white supremacy. Skinny talk and diet culture. While this starts as fitness routines and feeling your best, it's a slippery slope to assigning moral superiority to thinness, which then can slide pretty quickly into eugenics. Homesteading and homeschooling. And listen, I have a carrot tattoo, so while gardening, being closer to our food sources, and taking a hands-on role in your child's education is great, it can quickly lead to mistrust in institutions. Overall, a mistrust in public schooling, like public schooling isn't good enough, just lead to classism, racism. I feel this is extra important because of the attacks on the Department of Education right now. This problem is just going to get worse. New age spirituality, tarot, crystals, all that kind of stuff. Make sure the people selling you your crystals aren't... Make sure, I'm passionate about this, make sure the people selling you your crystals aren't QAnon people. Once I spent like $200 in a crystal store, and then I went home and looked at the shop and realized that she was like a great awakening weirdo. This is all anti-Semitic, conspiracy, whack job bullshit, and it's rampant in the spirituality space. There's a lot more, I could do this all day, but last one, soft life living and like feminine energy. While there's some important conversations here around rejecting hustle culture and rest, this quickly leads to ideas about women needing to submit to their husband back to these really traditional gender roles. And before you get all mad at my comments, like I said, enjoying and engaging in these things aren't inherently like conservative or alt-right. I mean, some of them kind of are, but you know, we need to be cognizant of how these can open doorways to rabbit holes. And once the algorithm kind of attaches on to you, it's slowly going to feed you more and more intense and more extremist rhetoric and ideology. It is imperative we educate young women around this.
Okay. So
your Mike, Mrs. Mike Sledge here, this girl,
Mrs. Mike Sledge. Yeah. But
Mrs. Mike Sledge, the future.
You think this is real?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because there's sometimes I'm thinking, like, you better get the real Nazi crystals, you know, or whatever. I was thinking this got to be fake, but I guess she could be real.
No, she's real. I'm already dating her.
You know that? You're going to fix her. Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to fix her, dude. Yeah. Trust me. That's the one thing I'm good at. I can turn these Jews around. I'm just kidding.
There you go. Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
Here's another thing. Yeah. Like, when did like everyone stop talking like that? You know. And I was talking to my girlfriend about this. Like, when did all the girls start talking? You know, like that, and they have this like vocal fry and
important.
It used to be a California thing, but like the mind virus has spread all over the country.
Oh yeah.
And like my girlfriend was saying, she even knows women in their 40s that talk like that.
Oh, brother. By the way, what is with the important? Was that a California thing first? Important.
It's not a valuable kind of, you know, phraseology that's gone viral.
Interesting.
That bothers me more than anything, Davis. You just brought it up more than anything. These young women, they like skip over their T's in words. You know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah. important. I'm hungry. I'm eating.
Kind of black, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Black. But
I fucking hate it. It makes me want to just go crazy, you know? I'm eating. Important. You know, I'm like, God damn it. This girl's white as snow, but she talks like a nigger. Yeah.
Here's how you say important right here.
Important.
Right. It goes like that. Well, this is the real way to say it.
It is important.
See, important, ladies.
Important.
Discipline is important. A strong hand would do them much good.
See, they used to say.
Discipline is important.
They used to say important. That's from an old film.
But one good thing to note here is that it's good to know how easy it is to slip into the alt-right and white supremacy. So it's a slippery slope. So that's sort of our on our side, right? That's to our advantage.
Yeah, I mean, I want to believe her. That's the thing. I really do want to believe her. But I'm thinking that could be the gimmick. But, hey, I should probably just take it. You know, they say bird in the hand and all this. Better than two in the book. Well, I don't want to get into that. But, yeah, so you understand. Yeah, I think we should just take it. It's a win. It's a win. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do another video since we're going to call this undetermined, but we're going to take the win. We're going to take the W, even though we're not sure. She could be our girl doing a joke. She could be, well, she could, this is crazy, but she could just be a girl who wants to warn women against the, what was it again? Oh, yeah, the alt-right pipeline. By the way, where has she been for the past 5 years? No one even uses the word alt-right. That's another reason I think it might be a joke, but hey. What are you going to do? All right, let's get your opinion on this.
I am a Jew. I am Jewish. I'm a proud Jew girl. Hi, I'm Jewish. Nice to meet you. And as a Jew, I've experienced anti-Semitism because I am part of a minority. See, Judaism is an ethno-religion. Ethno-religion? What does that mean?
She's so fascinated with herself.
Means that even though I'm an atheist, I still consider myself Jewish because it's part of my ethnicity. And here's an even bigger bombshell. Jews are not white.
Oh.
And that might be disappointing for some of you because you love playing the oppression Olympics. See us.
No, I'm thrilled that you guys aren't white, in fact.
Jewish people, we weren't white enough for the Nazis, but we are white enough to participate in your race politics, where white people are, of course.
Well, actually, you guys are white when you're ginning up hatred against whites, and then it's time to pay the bill. You're like, what, me? I'm not white. I'm Jewish.
The bad guys.
Right. All right, what are your thoughts, guys?
Go ahead.
I fucked her last night, and then she listened to this show, and it's over.
Very good. I was going to ask, would you, but now we have the answer. I was going to say, would you, and you say already did. So there you go.
There you go. Mike is always ahead of the curve.
Yeah, it really is. This is a bit much, though. I mean, really.
But this is interesting, though, because I like it when Jews admit that they consider themselves a race. Because a lot of people debate, well, the Jews aren't a race. Oh, that's ridiculous. But Jews consider themselves a race. She said ethno-religion. That's very true. So Jews are a race, a religion, and a culture. And that's part of what brings them power, is having the trifecta. But they deny that they're racial sometimes. But she's being more honest than a lot of them, at least.
Look how different these creatures are. Here you have what I think Jews themselves would tell you, well, this is an above average looking Jew, which is hard to imagine, but that's what they would tell you. And look at this. You got a mid
women to alt-right indoctrination.
And there's our mid, like a mid white girl. There's nothing wrong with her. She's perfectly fine. She'd make a very suitable wife. But no one's going to say she's going to win a beauty contest. But look at these two creatures. They're so different. So, so different. It really is something. Well, all right. It looks like we've taken that to its logical end. Have you been introduced to Paula White? She's a faith advisor for Trump's White House.
By the way, Davis, yeah. Paula White, I got a lot of things to say about her.
Did you fuck her last night?
I fucked her last night. And let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Her new redneck boyfriend didn't know the difference. Let me tell you something. But let me tell you this. Paula White needs an OnlyFans, you know?
Oh, you like that? I think she's a bit much for that, but I guess.
Yeah, I think it'd be funny for Paula White to speak in tongues while she's like fingering herself on OnlyFans. You know what I mean?
How about this, Mike? Speaking in tongues while she fingers herself.
And by the way,
I talked over that. What was that again? Scorpio.
No, I said having her finger herself while she speaks in tongues.
Oh, yes.
Heard you. I'm kidding. I was going to do the thing where we heard you. But no, I didn't hear that. So that's right. This is all wildly inappropriate. No one is actually encouraged. Yes. Paula White, too. So she probably does actually do it already. So who are we kidding? But she was.
She does speak in tongues. She's one of those really far out Christians that does the whole nine yards.
Oh, well, I meant the fingering herself, but that's, you know, we shouldn't be talking about this. Now, she says Christians should be mandated to visit Israel before getting into heaven. You dig on that? Would you like to see it to believe it? Here it comes.
Make sure that we continue that understanding, because as you said, Prime Minister, there's the little devil, the big devil in that ideology.
Oh.
And if people understood the for many in a very terrorist mindset or an ideology that are raised that way, it is death to America. And they might not be speaking that. They are.
They do.
They are. They do. They are. But they'd say it's not just about the destruction of Israel. It doesn't stop there. And I believe that is because of the foundation of faith. I believe that because we know two things, that America was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and Israel is founded on Father Abraham. And we are out of that. We are. And so we clearly understand that, many of us here in America, but we've got to make sure that we're educating the generations after us and continue to preach this, teach this, talk this, have it over dinner, research it, get the information, get it right, as you said.
But, you know, people are
people are people.
Sometimes think
people are people.
That everything that
yeah.
trends that you saw before will continue indefinitely into the future. Mm. For example, people question whether the younger generation in Israel, which resorts sometimes to TikTok and other things, will they fight for our country and for our survival.
I hope not. Well, I hope they don't fight for America's survival, but yeah, let them fight for Israel all they'd like. Dig in. Here he is.
Test comes. They fought and fight like lions. Like lions.
Yes.
The Bible says they shall rise like lions.
Really? She's throwing up numbers 23.
And people here say the next generation of Christians are, you know, are being weaned away or waning in their support for Israel. Maybe. But maybe also in their, you know, in their commitment to America's traditional values. Who says that's got to continue?
Right.
I think there's a change happening right now. I think it just happened.
Yeah, I do.
I think a change just happened. And people seek spiritual content for their lives. Oh. Many are coming back to religion. Uh-huh. And when they do, and when they look for the sources, the wellsprings of our civilization, our societies, they'll come back to the roots. And the roots came from...
Exactly.
From that land that you visit, that, you know, that piece of land at the edge of Asia, the edge of the Mediterranean is where it's all started. And, you know...
What do you think so far, guys?
Well, I have a new conspiracy theory. I think she's a tranny.
I agree. I think she is a tranny. At first, and here's how you know she's a tranny. At first, you're thinking, well, she must have been something in her day, and that's how you know she's a tranny.
Yeah, and I love this whole narrative that Israel's actually fighting for us. They're fighting our enemies for us, so we don't have to, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, fight them there before we have to fight them here.
That's what? Right.
What?
And I love the Judeo-Christian values. Oh, really?
I wonder, will that shit last another generation? It seems it's thinning out. Like, who really takes that seriously anymore? Judeo-Christian values. Give me a break. We say Mike Sledge. Mike Sledge is lighting up again. All right, let's play the next video clip.
Make sure that we continue.
Oh, well, I put Paula White through a sheet hole, you know, like the Orthodox Jews do. And I got to say,
what was that? I gotta say, noise. Yeah, she is. Paula White's a mess. She's a lunatic. She is. She is Judeo-philic. She loves her some Jews. All right. Well, of course is right. Yeah. And look at her.
She is the best girlfriend you would ever want in your life, man. Let me tell you right now. She's bipolar. She loves Jesus. That's like two red flags already. You know what I mean? on the scale of women, Paula White, this is like her fifth marriage.
Oh, I didn't know
think
that.
So. Oh yeah, she's been married like three or four times. So, good for her.
She's very religious, but she doesn't take the marriage vows very seriously. That's interesting.
Which makes her pretty hot, you know?
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, if that's your thing. It sort of looks like Kate Blanchett. Someone punched Kate
Blanchett. She's wearing a lot of makeup, I noticed.
She's got a lot of makeup, yeah. And she has to hide her Adam's apple.
Well, at least
she
don't.
That's what? Lady penis.
Well, at least she ain't killing the guy next to her like Kristi Noem, you know?
Yes, Kristi Noem is another one that it's enough talk about her being attractive already. It's sort of an insult to women. Kristi Noem is not attractive. Neither is Tulsi, by the way. That was all a gimmick. Now, Tulsi has a kicking body, but that's not really saying much. I mean, if you can't look a woman in the face.
Well, Tulsi does have that Bride of Frankenstein thing going, if that, you know, turns you on.
Yeah, I guess if you're into that, it's true, right? Maybe the sci-fi fans, the people who go to Comic-Con and such, they would appreciate that.
Yeah.
The Comic-Con contingent. Well, listen, maybe she's on her fifth marriage for good reason. I'm sure she is. I'm sure she is a problem. Yep, there's no doubt. We can hear some more of this, but one thing I will say is she seems really friendly with Netanyahu. She has no hard questions for him. It's really strange. This man
has a little sexual tension in the air. Did you guys notice that?
Oh, gross. No, I didn't really think of that, but yeah. Now that you said it, I can't get it out of my mind.
Yeah, I think there's an attraction there.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Because as you said, Prime Minister, there's the little devil, the big devil in that ideology. And if people understood the for many in a very...
What do you think? I wanted you to know your camera went on, Mike, in case that's not something you wanted.
A terrorist mindset or an ideology that are raised that way. It is death to America. And they might not be speaking that. They are.
They do.
They do. They are. They do. They'd say it's not.
Yeah, but I say death to America too. This is what I mean. Soon they're going to be deporting me. Oh, this guy says death to Israel, death to America. So he's got to go. Well, no, like technically I've got a right to this land much more than you do.
Just about the destruction of Israel. It doesn't stop there. And I believe that is because of the foundation of faith. I believe that because we know two things, that America was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
This again. All right. Well, listen, I don't know. What can we do with this woman except know that she is the faith. She's the faith leader for Donald Trump. She consults him on his faith, if you can imagine this. That's what's happening over there in the White House. I wonder what Melania thinks about this.
Yeah, it's a good question.
I think Melania's threatened.
Or she's into it.
Well, see, now you said it. That's what the piss tape was. There was no piss tape. It was a Melania tape with this woman. And Netanyahu, with Trump being cucked in the chair in the corner. Anyway, yeah. All right, let's do this.
Feel the anointing. Feel the anointing of Jesus.
Feel the anointing.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody.
Preach it, Brother Mike.
Preach. All right, you've heard of Katie Halpern.
I left the Garden of Eden. Davis Lerman. I left the Garden of Eden, and I realized that Paula White was the only one that could suck me dry. Real good.
All right, so you're a black preacher now. That's very interesting.
I am a Jew.
Oh, no, I just clicked the wrong one. Hold on a second. Present. Video file. All right, you've heard of Katie Halpern. Let's see if this is the right one. This is a fun game.
Katie, floor is yours.
Thanks. Thank you. That was great.
This is the very unfortunate looking Katie Halpern. And she's Jewish, of course, which is why she gets to have a stage like WTF happened to Europe. Whether or not I'm sure she'll be up here. And then next I'll have Douglas Murray or Candace Owens. That's who gets to talk. And then they're not asking me, that's for sure. But they should be asking Mike Pinovich or something like that. But no, we're going to hear from Katie Halpern instead. We're going to make the most of it. She plays a game. We're going to play along.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for coming tonight. So the organizers were really adamant that tonight not just be depressing, but be inspiring and give people hope. Oh, I'm glad you're already laughing. Okay. So I know it's funny, right, to think of something on this topic being inspiring. But in that vein, I want to start off tonight with actually a game.
Oh, see, I told you there'd be a game in this for
okay,
you.
So this game is called Who Said It, Donald Trump or Noam Chomsky?
Are you ready?
Okay, so let's see how everyone does. Ready?
What's that?
Well, I've got a question. Is it just me or her breasts like too low on her body?
Yeah, well, yeah.
They're
this
too
is
far
sort of...
down. They're not really, they're like on her stomach almost.
Yeah, this is sort of lowbrow, but... I guess we'll go there. First of all, this one is bigger and lower, which is real strange to have non-symmetrical boobies.
Yeah.
One of those genetic traits of Jews that's actually quite common. And they're a bit droopy. Yeah, they're a bit droopy. But that goes with her slouched back and her square-shaped rear end. All the Ashkenazi features that make a man wilt.
Wow. You need to write a pamphlet on this, Davis.
Mm-hmm. All right, a lot of sense as who boobs are normal. Well, I disagree. I've seen normal white lady boobs, and there's something off about these.
Yeah, they're not in the right place on the chest, by my eye.
Ah, oh, it could be. Yeah, a lot of sense as we're just so trained by visualizing push-up bras. See? Well, I've always been attracted to women who are smaller on the top, so you can't really even ask me about this. So I do like the smaller top, and my wife is very much like a mid-size situation, so she doesn't have the drooping business, which I'm not into. I'm not really into that. So,
well, I guess what it is, she has really long arms too. She looks like a praying mantis.
Yeah, this is a very strange looking individual, but you know what? There's a few upsides of Katie Halpern. I'll tell you this. One, she lets you know she's Jewish before talking to you. So this is like the best you can hope for when listening to a Jew. And more importantly, she doesn't want to kill Palestinian babies, which is kind of strange for a Jew broad, but here we have it. So that's why I thought, you know what? She's worth listening to for this game. We'll play along.
Okay. Who said the following? Ready? And in some cases, I'm not going to quote verbatim, because if I quote verbatim, it's too obvious from the style of talking. So it'll.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like the Holocaust. You don't want to say what the people said they said. You want to sort of retell it.
Either be a quote or it'll be a summary of what they said. Okay.
Right.
So who said the U.S. won't sanction Saudi Arabia over the killing of Jamal Khashoggi because that would jeopardize billions in arms sales to Saudi Arabia?
All right. What do you think, guys? Donald Trump or Noam Chomsky? Oh, Mike Sledge is playing. Oh, no, that's Scorpio. Scorpio, yeah, you're just playing drums over there.
That's interesting. I have to say, you know, I did read Noam Chomsky's book back in the early 90s that addressed, you know, using language to manipulate people.
Oh, manufacturing consent. Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, manufacturing consent, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there are some good points in that, but it's kind of weird. You know, Chomsky has long been accused of being a CIA asset within academia.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. But that was a truthful statement that she just said, that America acts in its interest globally, and it doesn't do things that are moral. And usually its interests are, in fact, those of Israel, right? So there we have it. Well, let's see who said it.
Raise your hand if you think it's Trump. Okay, Chomsky? All right. It was Trump.
See that? Oh, by the way, a lot of sense says, I went through a phase of listening to every Noam Chomsky lecture I could find. I went through the same thing.
Yeah.
I went through the same thing. Yeah. Yeah. Klaxon, I sense, wants to inform you that those boobs are big and she's not 20 anymore. So you're really getting it for objectifying this Jewess. So there you have it. Yeah. Listen, white ladies, I'm all for your natural situation there. Yep. I just think these for me are big sloppies. I don't want anything to do with these. There's probably little hairs growing out of the areola as well, which is really not my bag. Anyhow, I also went through that phase of the Noam Chomsky lecture thing. And you know what? In my lefty phase, young Davis, underage Davis, going to Occupy Wall Street, looking for a woman who didn't have armpit hair. And I was listening to a Noam Chomsky lecture on that train ride on my Walkman, my Sony Walkman. Dig on that. Anyway, I went through my Chomsky phase and I hit the wall when Chomsky recommended Howard Zinn. Whew, the People's History of the United States.
I read that book too.
I could smell that thing a mile away. What a rancid turd that thing is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I actually read that book before I discovered the spotlight. And yeah, I remember thinking, this is kind of interesting. Like, it's an alternative view of history, but it's hard to put it into perspective until you understand who the Jew is and what they're really up to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, there are clips out there of Chomsky who will defend every insanity and inanity except when someone brings up IQ, and then you actually see angry, animated Chomsky, which is almost hard to imagine in your mind's eye. Like, what? Chomsky agitated and animated. Like, what? It doesn't compute.
Well, you know where Chomsky really lost all credibility is like after 9/11, when, you know, he was asked about Building 7, you know, collapsing without an airplane hitting it. And he goes, well, sometimes weird things just happen.
Yes. See, right. He says that. Mm-hmm. Dan Simmons says Zinn is greater than Howard Zinn. Well, the great thing would be if he were Howard Zinfandel, that we could actually do something with. My wife loves a little Zinfandel every now and then. Howard Zinfandel. His book is atrocious. It's a piece of shit. Howard Zinn uses cherry-picked evidence and ignores contravening evidence. He'll tell you how Plains Indians were murdered by the white man, and he's not going to tell you how the Plains Indians would abduct white women, chop their tits and ears and noses off, and send them back missing chunks of their scalp without their fucking noses and ears. So, yeah, you might get a little white reaction from that. You know, you send back someone's wife and daughter missing their nose and ears, chunks of their hair and their breasts. Like, you might just get slaughtered. That's how it works, Prairie Negro.
Yeah, that's a really good comment. Very insightful.
Mm-hmm. That's just how it works. That's how this shit works, Prairie Negro. Where is that? I'm going to play
that. That's what Zinn and Chomsky both do. Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
You could be mad about it if you want, but that's how this shit works, little nigga.
Yeah, Prairie Nigga. That's how this shit goes. Yes. All right, well, let's see if we can tolerate this game another.
And not only was it Trump, but he was saying it about himself. He was explaining why he wouldn't sanction Khashoggi. Okay.
Well, don't worry. Khashoggi got the bone saws anyway. So
let's see what's next. We left troops behind in Syria for the oil. Okay. Who says Trump? Okay. Chomsky.
All right. What do you think, guys? Trump or Chomsky?
I think that was Trump.
Yes, I'm going to bet Trump, too, because it's fewer words. Chomsky is rarely he's rarely so economic in his language, whereas Trump.
Yeah, Chomsky before erudite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trump. Okay, good. Good one. All right. Who said.
So that was Trump. You were right.
In response to claims of Russian interference in U.S. presidential elections, who said in response to that, the U.S. has interfered in the elections of many other nations?
What do you say?
I think Trump again.
Ah, you think that's Trump? Interesting. Okay. He did say that, I think, but it could also be Chomsky.
Trump.
Yeah, I see. You're right. You're good at this. You're like the Trump whisperer.
Chomsky.
By the way, is Mike Sledge, are you playing Mike Sledge? I'm not sure what he's doing. Is he okay? All right. I think he's back. He's looking up Katie Halpern's email. He's going to ask her out.
Okay, who said...
individual, too, by the way.
Well, that's true. He's probably he's readjusting the tinfoil right now, if he's got any sense.
The Iraq War sunk America's prestige.
Chomsky or Trump? The Iraq War sunk America's prestige.
I'm going to have to go with Trump.
Yeah, that sounds Trump too, because it's also sort of fourth grade sounding instead of how Chomsky might speak.
Chomsky? But... Trump.
Okay, so you're really good at this.
Chomsky.
Oh, yeah, that was actually Chomsky. Okay, she got us.
Oh, it was Chomsky.
Who said there are a lot of killers? What do you think? Our country's so innocent?
Now that's got to be Trump, right?
Well, I don't know. Questioning our country's innocence, that could be Chomsky.
But listen to the way it said. America's got a lot of killers. Like, we're so innocent. You know what I mean? That could be
Trump?
Yeah.
Chomsky? That was okay, Trump. That was Trump. Okay.
Okay, that was Trump. Thank
and
God.
Who was
Chomsky. Might be disappointed.
Responded.
All right, let's hear the last one. I think it's the second to last.
The claim that the only one who wants the war to continue is Hamas. Who responded to that claim by saying, actually, Israel is the one who wants the war to continue?
Oh, see, now I'm supposed to say Chomsky, but I think this might also be Trump. I don't know.
If Trump said that, I'd be really surprised.
Well, if Trump said it for the reason, like the counterintuitive reason. He said it because, like, Israel wants to finish the job. See, it could be that. It could be that kind of thing. All right, let's find out. Here we go.
Trump, okay. Chomsky? Trump, okay.
Oh, that was Trump. Wow. I think we're going to find out Trump said all these.
So yeah. The reason that we can even play this game of who said it, Donald Trump or Chomsky, is because they do have something in common. They state inconvenient truths. And there are a few differences, obviously, starting with the fact that when he's not stating inconvenient truths, Donald Trump is lying pathologically and rather creatively.
Oh, she has the right. She's doing the Trump derangement bit. Yeah, he does lie whenever it's convenient for Israel. Actually, he does lie a lot, doesn't he? I mean, he lies to us, too. And he's like, oh, I have to listen to the court injunction, even though I ignored that one, which means I could ignore them all.
Yeah. I hate to go there again, Davis, but look at all the strange bulges in her shoulder and going down her arm. It doesn't look, it's really weird looking.
You talking about that? Well, that's tricep fat, which a lot of the Jew broads get weird tricep fat deposits.
Yeah.
Fatty lumps. The poor dear. Yeah, I mean, listen, she's of the unfortunate variety. What are you going to do?
Yeah, but she's like probably the Polish variety of Ashkenazi. You know what I'm talking about? Like, quite as good of the she's Belgian Jew? Okay.
No, she's Galatian, I believe. She's Galatian kike. She's pale of sediment, Galatian kike.
Well, their tits don't add up, man. I agree with what you're saying. You know, you can always tell an Ashkenazi chick, their boobs are inaccurate. You know what I'm talking about?
When they're younger, they seem normal, but something happens as they age. So,
getting older, they get sagging, they get fucking lopsided. You know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I've never been with a non-symmetrical breasted woman, but it seems to be a lot of them when they get older. So it could be something like that. Yeah. Which, listen, as guys age, that's not great either. They got one nut hanging lower than the other, and all that too. So.
Well, I've seen them like 33 times. You know.
Right. Yeah. See this? A lot of senses. I wonder what kind of specimen Scorpio is. I bet he's not too easy on the eyes. Scorpio, your lady would disagree with you with a lot of sense.
Well, I would hope so, yeah. But, people have seen me on video, so it's not like
that. Well, she can look you up. Yeah, Scorpio is... he's not a fat dude with shit stains, in case you're wondering. Yeah. I can't speak if he has a hairy back or not, but a lot of dudes have a hairy back, but their ladies will shave that down for them.
No.
Mm-hmm. I call them these Ashkenazi Jews, Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim. There you go. Yeah. Interesting. All right, well, we can remove her from video. I think we've had enough of Katie Halpern. Instead... we can go to, here we go. This is going to tell it all right there. We can do some news briefly. Oh, 10:05. What the hell happened? Time is flying like a mug over here on Right Perspective Radio.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Pay me.
Yep, that's the wrong one. I meant to, first of all, we meant to go here. Present, share screen. There it is. Time to rattle the cup. You know what goes around here. And did we play Alex Wazlak? I think Alex Wazlak donated. Let me go take a look. We'll make sure to catch up with everyone who donated.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Mr. Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Fucking pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Righto. All right, let's go ahead and do it. Let's go back to the beginning. Catch up with anyone who first. The first thing I need to do is I need to refresh. FTJ used to refresh automatically. That was convenient. Not so much anymore. We still have Modern Viking, Rights for Whites, Alex Wazlak. Modern Viking. Her parents failed her. He's discussing the girl who sang that song. By the way, I'm pretty certain that girl was doing a bit. She's a bit of a performance artist and a musician. Sophie Power is her name. And Yeah, she's not 14 or whatever. She does look young, but no, she's like she's an adult. But yeah, she was actually on. I wonder if this is on my home screen here. She was actually on that America Got Talent or whatever that thing's called. You know, they go and sing and shit. Mm-hmm. All right, if I have it, I'll pull it up because it's just silly. Oh, Modern Viking showing us some of the Jew specimens. Oh, boy, look at this. Oh, brother. King Jew. There you have it. Ah, Judenrausch. Nice. There you go. Rights for White says, Paula White seems demonic to him. Wolf in sheep's clothing. Yeah, there's something up with her. There's definitely something up with her. Paula White, Blair White connection. I see. Snail Racer. There you go. Mm-hmm. Giving us his opinion of B to D cup. I guess there's nothing wrong with. Anyway, we're not getting into this. What's the point of discussing this? Preference is preference. Just don't go sleep on those ladies with tiny tops because a lot of them have wonderful attributes otherwise. That's all. Did we hook up Alex Wazlak yet? Here he is. He gave a dono.
Yeah.
Alex.
Who is Locke?
Alex. Lazwak.
Alex.
Alex.
Lazwak.
Lazwak.
Alex.
Alex.
Lazwak.
Alex.
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 Lazwak.
Alex.
Do we have the correct pronunciation of your name?
Alex.
Who is Locke?
Lazwak.
Locke.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right. Also, don't forget you can go to, there it is, Cash App. Do it. Do it now. Mm-hmm. All right. I say we do some news for the remainder of the show. By the way, you should support more of what you want to see in the world. That's just how it works, as you know. You can go to Buy Me a Coffee as well.
Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective.
Out of control.
To support Davis Lerman's Right Perspective Radio, you can now buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/Davis Lerman. That's DavisLurmn. The Right Perspective.
Right Perspective.
In doing so, you are a part of the solution. The problem is people not supporting what they want to see more of in the world. Donate any amount you see fit. Your contribution will help continue the efforts of Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective Radio.
This is better. Causing
is better. Davis Lerman.
That's DavisLurmn. DavisLurmn.
DavisLurmn.
You are a part of the solution. Buy me a coffee.
Buy me a coffee.
DavisLurmn.
The solution. People supporting what they want to see more of in the world. Buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/Davis Lerman.
Out of control.
DavisLurmn.
Who knew what would happen?
Davis Lerman.
Yep. Okay. Well, there it is. There it is, everybody. There it is.
Me.
Veritas just joined us over at Odyssey. Nice to see you, sir. So now it's popping. It's popping. I'm not sure that people aren't contributing, but it's popping. Something's happening. I don't know what's happening, but it's happening. All right, gentlemen, we're going to do some news now. So stick with me. And I'll present a news story or two to you. Mike Sledge, I don't think you've been on with me more than once. So did you hear the Magic Money Computers clip, Mike Sledge? I wonder what you would think of that.
No, I'm not sure, man. Go ahead and play that for me if you have.
Yes. Okay. Well, in that case, let's go here and we'll open that. Do I have? Yeah, there it is. Okay, we've got it. Magic Money Computers. So now here's the context, just so you're aware. Ted Cruz is chatting with Elon Musk in an open Senate Select Committee hearing. And, of course, Elon is reporting to him about how the Jews get paid. He doesn't use that language, but this is the connective tissue. This is a very important clip. This is the connective tissue between people who understand modern monetary theory and the Federal Reserve, but they don't know, and up until now maybe didn't know. Yeah, but how the fuck do the Jews get paid? I mean, we see how when they're in charge of the Federal Reserve, that handful of Jews and all their friends get paid. But how do all the other Jews get paid? Well, you're about to hear how.
Magic money computers at the Treasury. Yeah, well, so tell us about it, because I never heard of that until you brought that up.
Okay, so you may think that the government computers like all talk to each other, they synchronize, they add up what funds are going somewhere, and it's, you know, it's coherent. That the, you know, there's and that the numbers, for example, that you're presented as a senator,
yeah,
are actually the real numbers.
One would think.
No, yeah. They're not.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they're not totally wrong, but they're probably off by 5% or 10% in some cases. I call it magic money computer, any computer which can just make money out of thin air. That's magic money.
So how does that work?
It just issues payments.
And you said there's something like 11 of these computers at Treasury that are sending out trillions in payments?
They're mostly at Treasury. There's some at HHS, some at, there's one or two at State. There's some at DOD. I think we found now 14 magic money computers. They just send money out of nothing.
There you go. Never been brought up again, never going to be brought up again. Mm-hmm. All right, guys.
Well, that's very interesting. Yeah, right. I found it kind of strange that they're saying that Elon Musk, Tesla's shares have dropped 71%, or the profit margin of Tesla has dropped 71% in the last year. Tesla's never actually made any money. It's always been a losing company. And the fact that they can sort of manipulate the profit and losses, manipulate the stock market, this is the kind of fake manipulation that our financial system is under. I think it's very real the way they can kind of make a stock go way up. Oh, the stocks are down because Donald Trump criticized the Fed chair. He might fire him, saying he might fire the Fed chair. The stock market plummeted 1,000 points. I think this is all, you know, complete Jewish kosher casino fakery. And it's the sort of the debased state of our economy right now, this kind of Jewish bad dream.
Interesting. Mike Sledge, your thoughts on the magic money computers? And no, I don't know how you can get one.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting, you know. The one thing I will say about that, what you just brought up, is the fact that Elon is not doing the Doge anymore, right? Doge is now defunct, right?
Yeah, well, that's reached.
He backed off.
It was only planned for 100 days, just to be clear.
Okay. Well, it's over. You know what I mean?
It's sunset.
And, it's sunsetted on purpose. And all those billions of dollars that they saved, they said, you're getting ripped off here. You're getting ripped off there. Where's the money? Where's my $5,000 payout check? Remember that?
Yeah, where's
just
my
like 30?
My Doge check.
Yeah.
What happened?
Exactly. You remember they were talking about giving every citizen that paid taxes $5,000 for the Doge check?
Here's the upside, though. At least all the people that stole the money, like, they're in jail, so that worked out.
Yeah. How's it go? Yeah. Where's the perp walks?
Well, there is no perp walks. And there is no money being saved. I mean, let me tell you something. Doge is faker than a Jewess's woman's fake tits. All right. You know, Doge, let me say this. Doge, Elon Musk's Doge council was like a rhinoplasty on a Jewess. All right.
That's more like,
you know what I mean?
I don't know why you'd have something.
They broke the nose of the hook. They make it look good, but at the end of the day, you're still fucking a kike.
No, that's this much is true. But when it comes to breasts, I don't know a lot of these. I don't know if this is a put on with the guys with the hating on it and all that. Listen, they're real if you can touch them. So,
oh yeah,
you're doing make sense to them.
Well, most guys, Davis, on X have never touched tits or a pussy in their life.
Well, that could have been
their response. I don't know what to tell you. You know, they wouldn't know it was. You know, they could touch a trans tit and it'd be like, oh my god, yeah.
So is that what they mean? Loomers. So is that what they mean when they say touch grass?
Oh, when they say touch grass, it means
okay,
they might be getting laid, but they're not sure. I think so. Right.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not sure. I'm so far disconnected from that world, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Blair White might be dating them. Yep.
So. Oh, Blair White is. Mm-hmm. Look, folks, she looks hot to me.
Yeah. Oh, he goes over the top, dude. It's a lot more than that.
When it comes to Alex, I know, dude.
He goes big on Blair. He's like, God made this beautiful creature, and God doesn't make mistakes. He does that.
That's what he said. God made the world in 7 days. Another 7 day, he made Blair White's asshole just for me.
Oh, God. He's the worst. What do you mean? God made Blair White perfect. This crazy made this beautiful creature. God doesn't make mistakes.
Look, I'm a member of the SS. Elon fucked her in the ass first.
Oh, God.
I pulled out. He pulled out. I came in. Sloppy seconds, folks. Blair White. There we go.
Yeah, this is definitely adult humor tonight. I get told I'm dirty enough. This is this is very unlike the show.
Here's the way I feel, Davis. If white people can't handle vulgarity, they're not going to be willing to kill Jews. All right, so
actually true. Yeah,
you gotta have a fucking scale. You know what I mean? It's like and I'm not threatening nobody. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in Minecraft, you know. But I'm saying if you're offended by the word fuck or pussy, then you're never going to defeat the Jew. That's my opinion. True.
That scares you, yeah. Or, well, this is scary, though. I don't know. Someone said this is the first time I'm seeing Alex Jones's wife.
Yeah, yeah. Davis, I thought you did a family show. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Are you doing a family show for real, dude?
No. But this, she's not impressive.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, I knew Davis was doing a family show when he had the intro going, Daddy, Daddy, Davis Lerman, Daddy.
Well, that's sophisticated. Well, all right. I'm not going to get into it. Actually, holding a mirror up to society. You know how I get all those clips? Here's how I get those clips. My niece comes over. She's now 15. And I grab her iPad and I go look at her YouTube feed. I look at her social media feed, and that's the stuff that's out there. I've proven this. In fact, you can find all those clips on regular unrated YouTube. That's where all that stuff comes from. So that's the mirror of reality being held up to people. So they think I'm dirty when I play them their Jewish, Welcome to America on Jews. I play them their Jewish media back at them. They think I'm disgusting.
So, Davis, let me ask you a personal question, because I'm trying to dox you. No, I'm just kidding. But what percentage of your extended family has a real conception of what your actual political beliefs are or your worldview?
Oh, about half of them, yeah.
Half, okay, yeah, yeah. That's good.
Because there are some, as you know, I'm sure you're in the same situation. There's some people you're fully aware it's not worth the discussion. So you just make things polite and you move on. You say, okay, see you again in a year. It's
interesting when you go to like a big family gathering when like maybe half or more of the family knows what you think about the world.
Sure. And
get some real strange looks like, oh, that's Dave Scorpio. He's careful about him. He's a little crazy.
Ah, I see. You get the crazy level. Well, I can tell you this, though. I no longer feel the need to fill in any blanks or offer any information. In fact, I've gotten really good at when someone brings something up at a family function and then a couple of eyes dart my way, like, uh-oh, he's going to say it. I usually take a pause and say, you know what you just asked, right? Are you sure you want me to respond? And then laughter ensues and I don't actually have to say anything. So that's always worked out. And I used to feel the need to chime in and correct people, but now I talk 21 hours a week. So I don't really feel the need to ever say anything.
Oh, so it's like a catharsis, this show.
Yeah, I get it all out. In fact, I could not talk to anybody the entire rest of the day. I'd be fine because I do way too much talking already. Again,
so you could go out in public amongst your family and go, I love Jews, really.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, yeah. if one of my relatives and I like them were married to this wife of Alex Jones here, I might say, I do the white lie thing. Oh, yeah, she seems lovely, you know, this kind of thing.
Yeah. Bless her heart, as they say in the South.
What's the harm? Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, that's a good way to put it, yeah. At least when it comes to family, there's certain things you don't want to blow up on purpose. Anyway, yeah, yeah. Well, again, I don't do treaties, but as you know, people become aware of what you believe through conversation, or they see your bookshelf, things like that. So,
yeah, and see, like, it's kind of funny. The real issue came to the head with my extended family, not from the Jew issue, which was bad enough, but it was the vaccine issue that really kind of split the sides here with my extended family, because one of my, you know, cousins is this big shot nurse at one of the hospitals in San Diego, and she convinced all the extended family members to take the vaccine. And I was I was like, no, don't take the vaccine. This is bad news. Do not do it. It's going to kill you. I just was very honest. And of course, I was the crazy anti-vaxxer. But then, like, you know, quite a few, four or five family members now drop dead under suspicious circumstances.
Oh.
But I'm the bad guy, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear about your family members. But, yes, this is sort of the fallout from the big Jew pharma poisoning. It's going to happen. Yeah. And
it really is. And it's kind of played out over the last couple of years. You know, I had a funeral a week or so ago. My uncle, my favorite uncle, passed away, and he took the shot at the advice of his daughter, and started having health problems immediately afterwards. And then he actually died about 2 weeks after taking his latest booster shot.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
The booster. So he didn't learn from the shot. He went and did the booster. Huh.
Well, you know, he trusted what his daughter said. She's a, you know, big shot nurse. And it was kind of funny at the funeral. Like, it was like this showdown at the OK Corral, because I, you know, I ran into her at the funeral, and I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? And she goes, oh, hello, David. And that was it. That's all she had to say.
You got the brush off. That's great.
I'm evil and carnal, you know, in her eyes. Even though it looks like I was probably right.
Oh, no. This is sad. So most people don't feel great after the shot. That's why most of them don't get the booster.
After the shot, it's really kind of sad. She actually walked outside and looked for the cat one night and dropped dead. And up north in Washington, and she dropped dead and was not discovered until the next morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And no health problems prior to that. You know, she took the shot, took the booster, and then, like, maybe a month or so after she took the booster, she passed away. So.
Oh, my God. Yep.
This is no health problems at all. Just, you know, out of the blue. You're dead.
Yeah, that's just not normal.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
But I'm the crazy conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, you're the nut while the cat is eating her lips and eyelids, but you're crazy.
Yeah.
The cat founder, in case you were wondering, everyone. The cat founder.
Yeah, but there is a faction of the family that likes me, so that's good. I'm kind of a controversial figure.
Ah, nothing wrong with that, yeah.
Yeah.
You can live in a little infamy. A little infamy and never hurt anybody. Right? Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
All right, is Mike Sledge all right? What's he doing over there? He's gone. Where did Mike Sledge go? Oh, boy. All right, I think what we'll do is we'll hit some news then. Let's do the news. Margaritagate? No, we don't want that. Trump church raids? Nah, he's not going to do anything. Ooh. The Hill. Martial law.
Resistance is swelling, both at the grassroots and the institutional level. Hundreds of thousands of people have turned out to Bernie and AOC's Fight Oligarchy tour, including large crowds in red states like Idaho. Millions turned out coast to coast as part of the hands-off protests. Members of Congress cannot hold a town hall without being flooded by outraged constituents. Universities are beginning to fight back rather than get rolled. Law firms are starting to think twice about their capitulation bribery deals. Democrats have moved from Cory Booker's show speech to Chris Van Hollen's genuinely courageous flight to tangle with Bukele in El Salvador. The courts are becoming increasingly assertive, and bond traders are apparently the actual deep state. Now, how will Trump respond to this rapid political shift and
all right, how do you think Trump will respond to this rapid political shift?
Well, that's a good question. Mike just said he's got to get up early in the morning, so he had to drop off.
There you go. These things happen. All right, buddy, thanks for joining us, Mike Sledge. All right, how do you think Trump will respond? Well, let's see what she says.
Backlash? It won't be by backing down or changing course. It will be by cracking down.
Oh, okay. All right. So Trump is going to crack down further on the universities as they resist, and how there are interest groups that run counter to Semitic interests. You think Trump will crack down, or will Trump will he soften up prior to midterms?
You're talking about the tariffs?
Oh, everything. Particularly, she just enumerated a ton of things that are particularly, these are like Jewish interest projects that Trump is pursuing. The only reason Trump is troubling universities over anything is because Jews want him to bother them about anti-Semitism on campus. That's what she was enumerating. It will just make it crystal clear. Here we go.
Resistance is swelling, both at the grassroots and the institutional level. Hundreds of thousands of people have turned out to Bernie and AOC's Fight Oligarchy tour, including large crowds in red states like Idaho. Millions turned out coast to coast as part of the hands-off protests. Members of Congress cannot hold a town hall without being flooded by outraged constituents. Universities are beginning to fight back rather than get rolled. Law firms are starting to think twice about their capitulation bribery deals. Democrats have moved from Cory Booker's show speech to Chris Van Hollen's genuinely courageous flight to tangle with Bukele in El Salvador. The courts are becoming increasingly assertive. Bond traders are apparently the actual deep state.
All right. So what she's saying here is shit is fucked. And shit is fucked because Donald Trump continues to do the bidding and wishes of Jews instead of addressing any problems America might have. And so that's why we have these, that's why we're in this situation. She's contending shit is fucked. America's reached a fever pitch of counter-Semitic zeitgeist. What say you?
Oh, there's no question about that. The intensity of you know, the, let's say, dislike of Jewish power has increased really, really fast. It kind of surprises me, to be honest. And I think we're seeing this is kind of the birth of counter reactions to Trump, all these town hall meetings. They look very staged when you watch the footage, like the people that get the airtime, they look like spooks kind of like, you know, lurking in the shadows until they're called on. And this whole resistance to anything that there are a few things Trump's doing that, you know, are actually nationalistic. But I think this is all part of this plan to teach us, it's like a morality play, to teach us how dangerous nationalism is and protectionism is and how it leads to really bad things. I think that's
unless it's Israeli nationalism and Jewish nationalism, then it's fine.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's off the table. You can't even question that, Davis.
Well, because that's religious, actually. That's why you can't question it. That's religious because some Abraham made like a foreskin contract with a demon god. So now it's okay to kill all these people and take their land. That's just how it goes. Yep.
Well, it turns out that God is a real estate broker. A lot of people don't know that, but God is actually a real estate broker. And he actually, yes, said, God is your land forever in 2,000 years. You can have it.
Well, listen, just because the guy created the universe doesn't mean he doesn't need his 6%. You understand?
Yeah, the universe was created at 6% interest rate.
Right. He's going to get his fee, his realtor's fee, which is often 6% or 3% if they know you. That's the family,
right?
The family percentage. Interesting. All right, let's hear part two of the Hill martial law.
Some of this project, of course, is already well in motion. He's used supposed national emergencies and national security threats already to claim extraordinary powers via his terrorist program and by invoking the Alien Enemies Act. But there's more. On April 20th, pursuant to an executive order that Trump signed on day one of his presidency, he is going to receive a report from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Fascist Barbie Kristi Noem about whether or not he should invoke the Insurrection Act of 1807.
Now, all right, this is Crystal Ball, by the way. She's doing this, which is a silly name. Everyone knows this is a silly name, but it's her stage name, Crystal Ball. And this is her doing the fascist Barbie. We wish.
Such an invocation would open up extraordinary powers for this president to use our military in our streets against our citizens. Of course, there are any number of ways which he might deploy that power. Perhaps he'd deploy the military to the border, part of an expanded militarized immigration response. Acting head of ICE has mused about ramping up mass deportation on an industrial scale, even fantasizing about fleets of trucks scooping up immigrants the way that Amazon efficiently delivers packages on a mass scale. Quote, we need to get better at treating this like a business, acting ICE director Todd Lyons said, explaining he wants to see a deportation process like Amazon Prime, but with human beings.
This is so crafted for retards. That is funny. That is funny.
That's actually a great idea. Like, all the Amazon vans could be converted into illegal alien abduction vehicles.
Yeah, we just put packing tape around their ankles and wrists.
Right, and then a barcode on the forehead.
Yeah, a fucking barcode on the forehead. Although, yeah. with the beaner types, it's going to be very difficult to make the barcode adhere on account of the greasy foreheads. So maybe we'd have to brand them with like a number. I think that would work better. Or they make it a grease fire on some foreheads. Huh. All right, well.
Trump and the Republicans are pushing for a much larger budget for ICE and for private prison contractors to run detention centers. But if you really want to go for industrial scale, it'd be hard to beat the military. Now, even if you are hawkish on immigration, think of the genuinely evil way this administration has already conducted itself.
Oh, my God. It's over the top. He's not done anything. John Leguizamo, someone tell this Rican to calm the fuck down. No one's getting deported, bro. Barely anyone's getting deported. So everyone can just fucking relax now. Calm down. He's not out there playing Hootler, Hitler. He's obloviating orange faggot.
Do you feel comfortable handing them the tools for a militarized, industrial-scale human removal and incarceration system?
No, but if they do, they'll just use it against white nationalists. So what are you worried about, Crystal Ball?
Well, here's the thing. You know, the whole thing is morphed from deporting millions of people into this argument about this guy from El Salvador who was taken to this prison. It's interesting how the whole narrative has shifted into a completely different reality. We're arguing about this, guy, should he be in jail in El Salvador, or does he have the right to live in the United States forever? And, these Congress people going down there to visit this guy, it's so disgusting. Like, you don't even care about Americans. You care more about illegal aliens than Americans. You know, I've been saying for a while here, the biggest thing we face is immigration. That's number one. And that includes especially legal immigration. People forget about how bad legal immigration is.
Yeah, in many ways, it's going to sound crazy to say this. In many ways, it's worse. Because the legal immigration is, quote-unquote, legitimate. And it's the system admitting. It's not playing, whoops, we made a boo-boo and lots of illegals come in. It's literally architecting competition against you and your children, and if you're old enough, your grandchildren. That's who they're bringing in people to compete against. Why on earth would anyone support bringing in people to compete against themselves, their kids, or their grandkids? Unless you really hate your kid, you must hate your kids, and you must hate your fucking grandkids if you're going to allow this to happen.
Well, yeah, allow it, even orchestrate it. It really is disgusting, and I don't think we're too far from, a future political platform, including a moratorium on all immigration. Let's start with 2 years. A complete moratorium. No more, UN refugee resettlement programs, no more chain migration, and no more million-plus people allowed in the country every year. Over a million per year, plus chain migration. I mean, it's probably two million a year coming in between that and the refugee resettlement program. Multiply that by 50 years, you got 100 million people that came into this country legally over the last 50 years.
Think about that. Oh, boy. Yeah, so much for the days of there are 318 million Americans. I mean, that's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke. Yep. It really is, dude. It's disgusting. But here we are. What's it going to take? Well, we all know what it's going to take. It's going to take a blanket of ash, but let me be the first to remind you that you're going to have to do everything within your power to avoid that until it absolutely is time. And right now wouldn't be the time anyway. If you go ahead and engage in some blanket of ash shit right now, you and you alone will be lighting and throwing the Molotov, and it'll go nowhere. Be sharing a cell with the latest retard who punched an old lady in the face. That's all you're going to get. So you really do want to wait. You want to wait. You want to, okay, plan. You could even fantasize. That's allowed. What you don't want to do is start launching. You do not want to launch yet. Not cool. Not all you're going to do is get yourself in all kinds of fucking trouble. By the way, Ponzi Mobile, our guy Ponzi Mobile, has donated a 5 spot.
Ponzi Mobile. Ponzi Mobile. Ponzi Mobile.
Ponzi Mobile.
Ponzi Mobile.
Ponzi Mobile.
Nice. FTJ, let's see. Ponzi Mobile says, glad to catch you live, Lerman. Buy more ammo. Thanks, buddy. It's always good advice. Anyone else want to donate? That'd be great. You can look at all the links in the description below. You can do it on FTJ. You could do it on Cash App. Shit, there's tons of ways you can support the show, so support the show. By the way, Bushmaster 6A has some bad news. His brother's 4-year-old son just went silent from the jab. The American Pediatrician Society or whatever that's called is the scum of the earth. Yes. Yes. I'm very sorry to hear that. That's not good, bro. Oh boy. Oh boy. Yeah, there you go. Bushmaster 6A also saying we wouldn't need immigrants if our own high school graduates could write in cursive. Yeah. Well, if America just invested in Americans instead of Haitians or bringing in the latest gaggle of Negroes or, you know, Indians. We would be fine, but that's not the plan. The plan is, because these are agents of white replacement, the plan is white replacement. So all the excuses about needing labor, blah, 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 it's all nonsense. By the way, Donald Trump did walk it back too. Did you notice? He went from an aggressive stance on immigration and throwing out illegals to, well, we're not going to throw out the illegals if you work on a farm or a restaurant or hotels. And then he had a list of many, many others. So the exclusionary criteria is growing and the inclusionary criteria for being tossed out is dwindling away. Soon he'll be able to say, I threw out all the bad illegals, and everyone will clap for him, just like when he said, I built the wall. And everyone with a red hat clapped.
Well, Dave, it's your classic bait and switch, both with the rounding up of illegal aliens and the building of the wall. Remember, Mexico will pay for the wall.
Unbelievable. Yep, I built the wall, he'll say. Promises made, promises kept. Right? Okay. It's crazy that this works.
And then don't praising the H-1B visa scheme to let in highly skilled workers into the country, which is in some ways much dangerous than letting cheap day laborers work.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't be replacing the middle class of America with shitskins from India, because that is going, well, we're already doing it, so who am I kidding? But that is going to change the complexion of the country and therefore how the country functions. And all right, who am I kidding? This is a lost country. This country is gone. I understand there's people who have fought for this country. There's people who've paid a heavy price for this. I get all that. And I'm sorry if you were tricked. We shouldn't have to play footsie around this fucking subject. Okay, America is fucked up. Shit is fucked. It is baked in. The poison pills are baked into America. There is no fixing America. Even favorite uncle with little mustache could not fix America. I really believe that. So who can fix America? White people. White people can balkanize. White people can, when the time comes, you can choose the right targets and you can stand firm on your insistence to live around white people. by choice and consent and no others. And I think things will work themselves out eventually that way. But it may be for like an ugly 100 years or something. This is how history goes. History goes in long, trudging arcs sometimes. There's very little punctuated equilibrium like shit changing overnight. Go ahead, Scorpio.
No, that's true. But I do think the rapidity of change is growing exponentially. And I think it's going to keep happening. I don't think there's any stopping that. But I have to agree, you know, I'll tell you a little story just briefly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get, you know, bottled water delivered to my place, right? And they fucked up the whole order. And, like, the last couple of weeks, the company, like, they've just been fucking everything up. And I'm like, what is going on? And so they used to have all their operators in America, right? So you call up, you get somebody from Texas or Oklahoma. And all of a sudden now, you call and you get these people from the Philippines who barely speak English, right? So I'm like, what the fuck's going on? So I actually drove down to the corporate office of this place that was not that far from where I live with my girlfriend. And it turns out that this company is merging with the other water company in town. So now we have a monopoly, right? There's no competing forces here at work in the free market we have here, Davis.
I see.
Yeah. And so basically they've got rid of all the American call workers. They're firing all kinds of mid-management, and so less people are doing more work. Customers aren't going to get a discount from this. We're going to keep paying the same price, probably even an increase. And this is the state of modern American capitalism. It's heading towards monopoly and just, you know, vulture capitalism, essentially.
Yeah, well, there you go. This is, it's all happening. This is King Trump. It's happening under Trump. This is a ruthless cosmopolitan capitalism, neoliberal capitalism. This is the free market has spoken. The free market could not do without a monopoly on water. And instead of some corrective measure being taken by Trump, you're not going to get that. He's just going to say, you know, capitalism needs to function, needs to be lubricated with your inconvenience from time to time. Right.
Yeah.
In New York City, life is very pretty. He was born in New York City.
His first lady has got nice boobies.
They're right. Great. They're fabulous. They're huge.
Yep. This is what your GOP friends are listening to. They think it's funny. They think King Trump, what an awesome video. Oh, yeah. Melania and her boobies, they think. Yep.
Well, you know what's interesting? The one thing that Trump is trying to do that is possibly actually nationalistic is this whole tariff thing, but I think this is going to be morphed into another morality play, just like the phony border roundup they're doing. The Trump thing is, or the tariff thing is going to end up being a disaster, but it's actually a great idea, and there's no other way you could possibly start to bring manufacturing back to America. And you have to have protectionism when your competitors are using slave labor. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but protectionism for what? I mean, it's not like we can have production facilities up and running in, I don't know, in any less time than 5 years. So it's like, I don't know. The whole thing's an absurdity.
It would take years, 2, 3, 4 years for it to start to really kick in. But let's not forget, it took 20 years for NAFTA to totally destroy our manufacturing base. You know,
yeah, NAFTA, I know. I'm having trust issues, Scorpio. I'm having trust issues. I'm thinking to myself, so let me get this straight. You're going to tariff. Okay, you're not shutting down the IRS. You're not imposing a flat tax or something like that. It would actually offset the additional costs everyone would be experiencing as a result of the tariffs. No, you're going to do the tariffs. And the tariffs are for protectionism because you want to protect the manufacturing base of America, which is nearly non-existent. So you're protecting something that hasn't returned yet and may never be built. So the money's going to be collected for the tariffs, and we have no guarantee we're ever going to get production facilities and manufacturing facilities back to America. In fact, we're probably not going to, because it takes 5 years to return a factory to America on average, and the president's term is only 4. So you can see now why I can theoretically say, okay, tariffs, I can see how they work on paper, but with these fucking people? No, I don't think we should be paying tariffs because you're never getting back what they promise.
Well, yeah, and the tariffs are melting away too. You'll see. It's going to be just like the roundup on the border. The tariffs are going to be lowered and non-existent. They're not. Oh well, I was just talking. We made a deal. Don't worry about it. I think it's really showing us how bad nationalism is. And yeah, you're right though. It would take real commitment to make that actually happen. And it would take, you know, like a 10-year plan, like a 20-year plan to really bring manufacturing back and actually change our economy. You know, it's really interesting. I was listening to NPR while I was waiting for my phone to be fixed today. And the amount of, you know, propaganda against this whole tariff thing is really amazing because they kept stressing that we have a economy based on services now. We don't have a manufacturing economy. And, like, that's just how it is. And the idea that that's normal, that you don't produce things that you need to actually make the country function, the idea that that's been normalized, like, that's normal thinking when it's actually very foolish. But we've gone down that road. Really, you know, it didn't start till NAFTA. And it really took 20 years for NAFTA to really kick in. So it hasn't really been that long that all of our manufacturing has been destroyed. It's only been maybe 40 years or less since it's been completely gutted. That's not that long in the grand scheme of things.
No, I see what you mean. And it could take twice as long to rebuild. But again, would we believe them if they said they have a new contract with America and they said, we're definitely bringing them back. Oh, totally, totally bringing them back. And they'll tariff and they'll tariff. And then they'll say, well, the pot of money got used up. But there's an IOU in there, so we're just going to have to do more quantitative easing. We'll be printing to infinity again. Next thing you know, the dollar in your wallet, which used to be worth 19 cents, will be worth 12 cents. I don't know. It's just you understand why I'm bullish on this business of.
Well, it's not possible for it to work. That's the problem. Even if it was sincere, and we can debate as to whether or not Trump is even sincere about that, it's possible, but it's possible he's not. But it doesn't really matter because it's not going to happen, and it won't be allowed to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, smiles in court gives a dollar.
Smiles in court.
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 Smiles in court. Smiles.
There we go. And he says, Berkey water filters are rather nice, Scorpio. I love mine. So see, there's your tip for the big Berkey or the little Berkey. Bushmaster 6A has seen too much of this vax shit. If I have to die on the vaccine hill, I will, he says. Fuck these Jews and fags in D.C. that run this shithole where Nogs get away with so much violence that they actually have more influence on prison regulations. Yeah, dude, I'll tell you what. And our Whites for Rights guy has to replace his Suburban's engine. Oh, no. So it might be a while before he can donate to the show. That's a good-looking vehicle, though. Look at this. Here you go. This thing looks fucking badass. Here we go. Remove. Present. Share screen. Ah, here we go. Wow. So she needs a new engine, you say. Wow. Look at that, though. That's a good-looking... A good looking vehicle, oldie but a goodie.
Mm-hmm. Is that a 72?
He says in the chat that it's a 62 or 9. He can't remember.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's a good looking.
I used to have a 72 Chevy truck that looked a lot like that.
Yeah. Not bad. That's a good looking vehicle. Yeah. So.
Oh, it's beautiful. That's really nice.
Yeah. It should. I don't know. I guess the ladies like that. Let's hope they do. But either way, fuck yeah. Well, you know, you don't know when you can. There should be other people helping out, bro. It can't just be Rights for Whites all the time. Serving Bull says put a diesel in it. That's a fucking good idea, actually. Four Popper Cummins would do it. Yeah, diesel would be a good idea. Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. Cheaper fuel, right? Or is it still cheaper fuel? I don't know. Diesel might be more now. But either way, diesel engines last four fucking ever. So
yeah, you know. Diesel costs more now. Diesel used to be a dollar less per gallon until I don't know, the early 2000s. Maybe 2010 it really changed, but it used to always be a dollar less. But yeah, and also diesel, you get a lot more miles to the gallon with diesel. It's a great engine. You just don't accelerate quite as fast, but other than that, yeah, they're awesome.
But still, those bitches will go to 300,000 easy.
Oh yeah, so, easy, more if you take care of them.
Yeah, it's a great engine. So yeah, that's what we would do. But hey, I don't know. Is it more? Does it cost too much? Who the hell knows? But there we have it. All right. Well, Rights for Whites. Maybe someone will fill in the gap. He was going to donate, but now he's got a busted engine. What can the guy do? He's got to get around. So anyone else want to help out? You know how to do it. You know how to. Oh, here you go. Just to clarify, Judeo-Christian. There you go. That about says it. That's a good one. That's a keeper. I'm going to keep that one.
Me. What's funny is that diesel is like less refined than gasoline, so it's easier to make than gasoline.
Yeah, isn't that strange?
Yeah.
So weird. All right, let's give you this.
Taxes on it.
Everyone deserves this punishment.
Mr. Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Let's go donate some money, okay? Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. This might be one of the worst things I've ever done, okay?
Davis Lerman.
Dicey. Rock and roll. Sarang Hill.
Will. I love you.
Dicey.
Yes, yes, yes. Dicey. Quack.
I don't know what that is. Let's go donate some money, okay?
I'm hungry. Kitty paws.
Thank you so much.
The right perspective.
Ah, there you have it. Yep. So you deserve that. And we were saying. Oh, yeah. Well, the kid was saying, but now I have something else up there. But there you go.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Right. I was about to complain about how Mike Sledge brought the he brought the cuss words. But then again, this is what we
play. Fuck you. Yeah, so pay me.
I guess I shouldn't complain, but. I don't know. There was a bit. I mean, the fingering talk, that was a little bit over the top. I don't really do that on here. But it is the first time for everything. So now I know. Memo to myself. Don't have /, fingering. Okay. Good. There we go. And, oh, also, memo to myself. Do the dumb stuff I gotta do. There you go. All right. All right, we're going to play another news clip for the last 5 minutes, but first, Paul is really munching away on that McRib. He's doing anal lingus on the McRib.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Talk about a mental image in my That was really good, man. That's the Sorry, first.
That was a bit much, yeah.
That's way to go, Dave.
There you go. All right. So we'll get Dave Scorpio's take on the Yemen port attack.
It's an escalation in the U.S. bombing campaign in Yemen. The target this time, an oil port where thousands of tons of highly flammable hydrocarbons went up in flames under a salvo of American missiles.
The missiles kept coming down one after another. There were flames everywhere. We came outside to find somewhere to shelter, and every time we moved, we got hit again. Our shelters were bombed.
The U.S. has claimed responsibility for the attack.
U.S. forces took action to eliminate this source of fuel for the Iran-backed Houthi terrorists and deprive them of illegal revenue that has funded Houthi efforts to terrorize the entire region for over 10 years. This strike was not intended to harm the people of Yemen.
But with dozens killed, according to Houthi sources, this has been their most deadly strike on Yemen since Donald Trump's return to the White House. The Houthi rebels are supported by Iran, and soon after Israel invaded the Gaza Strip in 2023, the group started attacking international shipping vessels in the Red Sea, also targeting Israel. The U.S. have been carrying out almost daily strikes in Yemen for the last month. Iran has condemned Friday's bombing of Ras Izzat port as barbaric, while Hamas have denounced an act of blatant aggression.
All right, is ship popping off, or is this like the tit-for-tat thing? Because we always blow up the same port. You notice that? We're always blowing up the same port in Yemen.
Yeah, and it's funny how we're always fighting Israel's enemies, just by chance, of course.
Well, it just worked out that way. Don't be a conspiracy theorist, please.
There's no pattern here.
Oh, gosh. Joker Waffen says, I hear Mike Sledge makes a mean Don William Pierce impression. I didn't know that. That's pretty
funny. He does. It's actually hilarious.
Damn. All right, I got to put him on the spot next time for that. Shit, yeah. All right, well, we also have, interesting, a question about, will the withdrawal of most UF's troops leave a vacuum that Turkey will try to fill? Ottoman Empire returning, or what?
You know, that's kind of interesting. I've heard this theory espoused by several people. It's possible, but right now all we know is that Israel is the one that's actually taken territory within Syria. Israel blew up Syria's entire Navy, Air Force, everything. All their military infrastructure has been blown up by Israel. So maybe Turkey will do something in the future. Maybe they won't, but right now it's just Israel.
Interesting. Okay, well, I've got to agree with you there, actually. You've made a compelling argument. Yeah, it could be that the return of the Ottoman Empire bullshit is just so much deflection from Israel. That would make a lot of sense, actually. So,
that's not going to happen. Way. It's not possible. It really isn't.
Interesting. And $2 from Serbian Bull.
Serbian Bull.
Thanks, buddy. I just saw that. Yep. Yemenal discharge. Oh, my God. Fantastic journey is really... It's very dirty tonight. Through no fault of my own... Well, it was a little bit of my own fault. I was really just going to leave Katie Halpern at that, but then it got into Katie Halpern's... You know, her asymmetric boobs and the sagging and the fatty deposits. And
that was my fault. That was entirely my fault.
Yeah, I'm going to blame somebody for this somehow. Somehow the donors are way down. So this can't be my fault.
They notice little details. I can't help it.
Yeah, see, it can't be my fault. I'm going to have to blame it on someone else. So there you go.
Your fear is the driven snow, as we all know.
Exactly. All right, well, one... last thought at exactly 11.
And in another court ruling over the power of the executive branch in Wisconsin today, the state Supreme Court upheld a very unique partial veto power that the governor has. Governor Tony Evers used that power back in 2023 to lock in a school funding increase for the next 400 years. At the heart of the case was Evers' ability to veto even the tiniest parts of a bill to dramatically alter its meaning.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Wow, 400 years worth of funding for the Department of Education. Huh. That's pretty strange. Huh.
And what a redundant, you know, organization. It's completely unneeded, given that every state has its own Department of Education, you know?
Yes. All right. Klaxon SS is pointing out that you're taking Soros money because you took the discussion about Doge on the magic money machines and turned it into Elon gets all kinds of money from the U.S. So you're an open society founder. Isn't that true?
Well, actually, yes, I do get a check from George Soros every month.
Yeah. Well, you have. Guys. You've heard that clip before. And. Yeah, you've made the similar comment about, like, yeah, in fact, you know, this is how the country runs, and this is what's, you know, maintaining the Jewish power. So you have made that point.
We're seeing it kind of play out in real time here with, like, you know, manipulating the stock market. Oh, the the tariffs, oh, the stock market crashes because of tariffs that haven't even happened yet. And then somehow, magically, Elon Musk company profit drops 71%. I mean,
that is weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's always in the direction they want. Okay, so Elon Musk can't waste any more time with Doge. Doge is over. That little charade is over with now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right, interesting enough. All right, thanks for joining us. We'll, of course, see you next Wednesday. If you need a sound check before the show because you're getting a new package of whatever, microphone, cable, something like that, you can always let me know. I'm up late after the show, so if that ever works for you. And, yeah, also, when you come in next time, if you don't want to have your camera on, you can use any of those thumbnails I gave you. They should resize to the little circly bit. That'll be your new icon, so you won't have to be on camera unless you want to be.
Okay, and I'll just say this. Hail victory, and thanks for having me on, David.
Hell yes. All right, buddy. Yeah, it's not like we're quitting. We're just trying to be realists. It doesn't mean we're quitting. We're just trying to inform people in the best way we know how, which is sort of with a dose of reality, realism.
Well, and I'll just leave you with this, Davis.
Yeah, yeah.
The good news about Trump is he's the last, vestige, the last facade before we get to something much more radical and real. Trump opened a lot of doors inadvertently, and knowledge of the Jew is on the rise, and I don't think there's any turning any of that back, no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like your thinking on that. That's very good. That's very positive. And I think also true. All right, Bushmaster 6A, just under the wire, says, for Davis's joke protection fund from Jew joke stealers, and he gives 10.
Bushmaster
6.
Bush.
Fish.
Six.
A.
Bush.
Master.
The A says
six.
A. All right, buddies. Good night, everybody. Go listen to NNR.
Right Perspective Radio.
And it was so, so powerful.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Davis Lerman.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
One purpose, one people. We are rising.
One purpose, one people. We are rising.